Okay, let's see where to start.
Wake up!
Please stand by for a very important announcement.
I have got a serious case of the Mondays.
Y'all ready for the big show?
I hate Mondays.
I don't work Mondays.
There's very few books that I actually go back and read multiple times.
The Bible.
Well, that, yeah. That doesn't count.
Yeah, it does.
That doesn't count.
That's the only book
you
should
read. That's the Bible. Oh, gosh.
Tell him, Deck.
I'm going to throw this hot coffee on you.
Don't you do it.
It's too late.
Don't you do it.
It's too late.
Ow, that burst.
Okay.
That
didn't
sound
real.
He threw his coffee all over
me. You didn't even let me fake I threw something at you.
It's radio. Nobody can see it.
Yeah.
Dumb.
You're dumb.
I wish we could skip from Monday straight to the weekend.
Showtime.
Hey, y'all ready, fellas?
Monday.
It is
September 12th, 6:08 in the a.m. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning. You just said the time, which means I gotta do the crime, but I didn't have the weather. 84 degrees.
Ooh. Nice.
Rain?
It's cloudy.
Lint?
Hmm? Lint? Remember we got to see that guy in real life?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not as impressive.
84. Thunderstorm in spots today.
Okay.
Yeah. Throughout the week.
But that rain yesterday, that was great.
Mm-hmm.
Woo.
Yeah, it dumped for a while.
It dumped.
It was 30% chance of rain. Oh, now it dumped a lot. We got a lot of rain.
It did.
Welcome to the show on this beautiful Monday morning.
Mm.
Big show this morning.
Yeah.
Of course, we get your Monday morning wake-up calls on the way. Hey, we told some of you guys, because we had so many people that texted in on Friday, that we might not get to your wake-up call. We apologize. We had thousands. Thousands of people. Only pick a few.
This person in Cruces says that they like to work thanks to us.
That's
sorry.
Not true. They like to work because they're lazy.
Yep.
They were looking for somebody to blame.
That was Pool Boy.
Oh, that was Pool Boy.
Did Pool Boy say to give him a wake-up call? There's
Pool
no
Boy.
Way.
Nuh-uh.
Pool Boy.
We would have called.
That's your fault, lazy bones.
Nuh-uh. Come on.
What?
Did you call him lazy bones?
Yeah, lazy bones. It's intimidating when you say stuff like that.
All right.
Makes people think about their life.
Mm.
Man, maybe I am. Maybe my bones are lazy.
Guys, today is Make-A-Wish Monday.
Yeah, it is.
We're kicking it off, Make-A-Wish Monday, because we're teaming up with Make-A-Wish.
Yeah, we are.
Teaming it up.
Really excited.
We are 1 week away from that. That's pretty cool. Looking forward to it.
Now, I don't know the rules still, so I'm just going to hand it over to you two. So.
Well, no, Make-A-Wish, the organization is a nonprofit organization. So we can talk all day long about
But
the incredible things that Make-A-Wish does.
A thing that's in a week?
Yeah. So here's the thing that's in a week. The thing that's in a week. Week from this morning, we're actually going to be doing the morning show live outside of the East Side Rebel Donut. It also happens to share a parking lot with Glory Christian Fellowship. Mm-hmm. So we're going to be out in the parking lot broadcasting live. I know Dave and Buster's is going to be there. It's going to be a prize wheel. So come on down and spin the prize wheel. That's all free.
Hey, a lot of you have been asking for us to do a breakfast club.
Yeah.
We're doing it.
Dude.
We're doing it. We're going to be out doing the morning show.
We're doing it.
Yeah, 2435 Wyoming is the spot we'll be broadcasting from. We're going to be outside. And I know that we're going to be collecting for Make-A-Wish Foundation here in New Mexico. And Rebel Donut has been kind enough to offer up free coffee and a donut. A Star 88 donut. If you come on down and donate to the Make-A-Wish Foundation. So we're going to be
Good
doing
time.
The morning show live, out and about in the ABQ.
We're doing this thing. Gosh, I'm so nervous.
It's going to be fun. A week
so
from today.
Nervous.
Week from today.
Make plans.
Yeah.
Cruise on by. Say hello. Come do the show with us.
Dude, and in case you're wondering just some of the coolness that happens with Make-A-Wish. We've got stories all day from the local New Mexico Make-A-Wish Foundation, and some stories just to make you weep.
I can't wait to hear some.
Yeah, dude.
Can't wait.
Really excited.
It's a really good organization.
Yeah.
If you guys are looking to donate.
So we'll be partnering with Dave & Buster's along with Rebel Donut and Indian good. Motorcycle as well.
Good. All right, what else we got on the show this morning? I believe coming up at around 7:10 this morning.
7:10.
From Brooklyn 99.
Yes. I love it.
She's the beautiful Stephanie Beatriz.
She plays Diaz.
Mm-hmm. Rosa Diaz on Brooklyn 99. She'll be on the show at 7:10. Got a new season coming up?
Yes. I love this show.
It's yeah, pretty you're good. Pretty excited.
Yeah, because it's total Office style.
It is. It's They Andy Samberg, whenever they started the show, he said he had always wanted to do a cop-like show.
Yeah.
He wanted to do like a city cop show.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny. Gosh, it's funny. Terry Crews is in it.
I was just going to say, my boy Ted Cruz. I love that guy. So yeah, we'll talk to her, Stephanie Beatriz, coming up at 7:10 this morning. We have a letter. We have Whiskey Tango. We'll talk about a firefighter who did something pretty cool on 9/11. What'd you guys do this weekend? Anything cool? Anything happen?
Well, I mean, when you started like that, we didn't do anything that cool.
What'd you do? What'd you do on 9/11, guys?
Went to church.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And took communion. And went home.
Mm-hmm.
Watched football.
Mm-hmm.
Barbecued. We grilled some barbecue chicken.
BBQ.
Made some burgers. Huh? Tao was so good.
BBQ.
Yeah.
Thanks for the phone call.
Oh, yeah, man. What else did we do, Tao? Oh, thanks. We just spent the whole weekend together having fun. Because we're the two best friends.
Hanging out at my house.
I can't remember what I did Saturday.
We barbecued. Remember at the Petersons?
Again?
Remember?
You did?
Yeah.
What?
Dex, you didn't come last time on my birthday, so you didn't get invited.
Oh, my gosh. That's why I didn't get invited, because I didn't come on your birthday?
Barbecued Saturday. Barbecued Sunday. Gosh, it was just a real busy weekend of barbecue.
That's how you guys
want to
roll. That's cool.
Yeah.
Wait, that's how we want to roll?
Yeah.
So I'm in the wrong for you not coming to my birthday?
Well, you didn't call me or shoot me a text.
You're sounding like pool boy right now.
Oh, man. Oh.
What's right in this situation?
That's fine, guys. That's fine.
Most importantly, I watched the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defeat the Atlanta Falcons. In Atlanta!
It was a last-minute hangout.
Yeah.
Last-minute hangs are the best.
Yeah, last minute on Friday, we were like, dude, we should spend the whole weekend together.
It was fun.
I was sick of you guys anyways. I didn't really want to hang out.
That's not what happened. Don't listen to
Blame the wives. Blame the wives.
It's funny because I was scrolling through Facebook. I don't know. Maybe it was like Sunday morning. And I noticed, I don't know if it was Chrissy or one of you guys. I saw some glow sticks.
Oh,
that's cool. And then I saw Bill Peterson post something and I saw glow sticks. And I'm like, are you kidding me? They had a get together and they didn't even call me? What the heck?
That's not nice.
So I did a little more investigation. Come to find out, yep, I was right.
Barbecue.
Top family, not allowed.
Did you complete your investigation just now this morning?
I did. Can wrap it up.
Man, you should be on Brooklyn 99. You need to tell
this one. Man.
You need to tell Stephanie how good of a detective you are.
Thought it was going
to
be a cold case, but glad I closed that one.
Wow.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Wow.
And then you guys had another barbecue, huh? Huh?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe.
Whatevs. It's cool, man.
Meow.
My family and I did absolutely nothing.
Really? Oh.
We watched football.
That's what we did, too.
Yeah, cool.
Because I got the Sunday ticket. So, like, we had all the games on. So the Petersons came over because they're from Detroit. So we had one screen with, like, the Lions game on. The Cowboys game on was over here. We had the Seahawks in Miami game. That was really boring over here on this screen. Oh, it was crazy, man. Should have been there.
Well, that's...
Should have been there.
It's okay. It's fine.
But really, Brody had a baseball game. We went to baseball. Did some baseball things.
Yeah.
Dawn sang at Sagebrush.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I did worship at Knob Hill with Tao.
That's cool.
Yeah, I did get to play at Knob Hill. I was very excited because I got to use my amp again.
It was fun.
And I was excited because my strings didn't sound as bad as I expected them.
Yeah.
Oh, from the flood?
No, I just have old strings on my bass. And so I was like, it's going to sound like garbage today. But it didn't. It sounded good. I was excited.
Hey, your beard's coming in.
Thanks. I'm thinking about growing
it out. Is that
just
from the weekend?
Do it.
It's from Do it. A week.
Yeah, it looks good.
Let's grow them out through No Shave November.
My boy Andy said, you won't grow your beard out. And I said, I'm already growing a beard.
Mm.
I said, I can shave and this will, it'll happen again.
On the live line, somebody chimed in and said it's National Encouragement Day today.
Mm. Just getting off on the wrong foot this morning, guys.
Let me encourage you, Dex.
Mm.
I missed you yesterday.
Well, I missed you.
You were missed. You were sorely missed.
That's fine.
But then I thought, well, maybe it's good because Steve-O told me that Buck's team beat your team.
Yep.
Yeah.
That Buck Aaron's team beat you.
Yeah, fourth quarter, it was the Chiefs taking on the Chargers. The Chargers were winning 23-4 in the fourth quarter. I'm thinking, oh, this game's over. I'm just going to turn it off now. But I didn't. I didn't turn it off. I just continued to watch. And all of a sudden, the Chiefs, they just started this unbelievable comeback.
Greatest fourth quarter comeback in the history of the Chiefs.
In the history of the Chiefs. And they ended up beating the Chargers.
Dang, dude.
It was unreal. In overtime.
Alex Smith rushed in, and I was like, wow. That boy can run.
That boy can't.
But he can't really.
He likes to have some fun. It's football time underneath the sun. I like passing the ball and catching the ball and tackling the opponents because I hate them all.
Yeah. Football.
Yep.
Dak Prescott looked pretty good in his Cowboys debut.
Of course he did.
Oh, gosh. He's my new favorite player. See He's a cowboy.
Did you see what Mississippi State did? Huh? They bought a billboard.
Oh, that's
the game?
Cool.
The game was in Dallas, right?
Yeah.
They bought a billboard in Dallas, I believe, close to the stadium that said, wherever you go, your family's got your back. It said Mississippi State on it.
That's cool, man.
Teo is a Mississippi Stater.
An alumni.
It was pretty cool because we didn't realize till the game was going, and then Teo, the non-sports friend of mine, said, wait a second, I just realized that Eli Manning is from Ole Miss and Dak Prescott is from Mississippi State. So
and
it's kind of
sure
like,
enough, in a few minutes it went...
Like, Teo beat the commentators on that one.
Yeah, I did.
That's good. Yeah, I was watching that game, and I don't like the Cowboys at all, but I found myself cheering for the Cowboys.
I'm cheering for Dak Prescott.
Yeah. That's who you cheer for.
I am. He was cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
I was really bummed for him
because look, here
Terrence Williams was not cool. Didn't get out of bounds.
Look at that.
That's
they put
really
that
cool.
up in Dallas,
man.
Real deal right there.
From
deal.
State to Sundays. Aww. Oh, you got to think though. He's got like he's a rookie quarterback.
Yep.
At one of the biggest franchises in the NFL.
Oh yeah.
Used to be America's team. Now they're trying to be America's team again.
Man.
And then he's doing well.
Yeah.
Doing good.
Freak cool. circumstances. I guess if you were a rookie quarterback coming in, Tony Romo would be the best guy to kind of come. Because you know he's going to get hurt.
He's going to get hurt.
At that point, you're just like, okay, how many games? Maybe two games?
Man.
Three games?
Yeah, what's the deal with
preseason,
Romo?
He's out.
What's the deal with Romo?
Fractured back still. He's out like 8 weeks. It's going to be bad. He's out for a while.
So,
plenty of time for Dak to slip in and just...
So what happens if,
I don't know, man. Allegedly in the NFL, you can never lose your job to injury. But we'll see what Jerry Jones says if they actually win a few.
Because
they lost. I mean, they're 0-1 right
now. It wasn't his fault, though.
It was.
What's
the rest of
Terrence Williams, man. I couldn't believe he did not get out of bounds at the end of that game. Unbelievable. Yeah,
they should have won.
There were a few rookie quarterbacks this weekend, though, so... It was really interesting. The Philadelphia Eagles had a rookie quarterback as well. The Denver Broncos. Those teams won.
Wow.
Those teams won. So we'll see.
Yeah, football's here.
I'm so happy, guys.
I actually really enjoyed watching football yesterday.
I'm
I wish
so
I could have
happy.
Been hanging with my buddies when
I wish you could have, too. I'm sorry Steve-O didn't invite you.
Fine.
That's weird how that happened.
Yeah.
That's weird.
That's cool.
I couldn't invite you because it wasn't my house.
It's fine.
Whatever. When has
That's
that ever
call.
Stopped you from inviting
I mean,
people
Steve-O's
to my house?
House.
It has before. It has. Usually I call you or Chrissy and say, hey, can I invite so-and-so? Trying to make
man.
Me out to be an enemy over
there.
Are
you sick of me? Is that why? It's
no,
okay.
But he's
Let's
sick of you.
This.
No, no, here's the deal.
Play
you need
the
a break.
Music.
It's okay.
Play the
if you just needed a break, I'm okay with
no,
that.
No, that's not it. That's
well, then
it.
What is it?
Well, Saturday, I knew that you were going to be at Ricky's for UFC 203. Did you go to Ricky's?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
Why didn't
on
you go to
Facebook,
Rickles?
You said you were going to Ricky's.
I did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Because he invited us to UFC 203.
Looks like Steve-O's been doing some investigation
himself. That's a lie. I did not confirm for that.
That's weird. Let me go look.
Uh-oh.
Maybe at one point you said you were, and then you just pulled a Dex and didn't go to Ricky's.
Maybe I did.
Yeah. It was UFC 203. Yeah. CM Punk fought for the first time.
He lost.
Well, I watched the fights.
Oh, you wait. What? Wait, you got the fights?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
What? Why didn't you invite us? We didn't get the fights. The whole night I was tweeting, live tweeting Fox Sports.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, well.
Because I wanted to see the fights.
Yeah, I had a fight party.
What?
Dang you.
I didn't. Okay. Well.
See? You know how it feels.
Hey, I'm sorry for not coming to the fight party. Thank you for inviting me.
What? What?
I know. You're busy.
I mean, come on.
You're busy. It's fine.
What up, dog?
Okay.
Now you know how it feels. Stabs. Stabs right in the gut.
Hey, what are you doing today after work? You want to go have lunch and say maybe meet with Lauren?
We're going to go.
Yeah, I might have things.
We're
going
to go to the gym.
I got to go to the gym.
We're going to have a meeting.
Probably go to the gym twice today.
Twice? You're going to go twice?
What time is our meeting today with Lauren?
I don't even know.
One? Is it at 1?
Okay, I have to go to the gym at 1.
No, I don't know when it is.
So I was going to say 2.
2 o'clock.
I 2? Go to the gym.
Yep. All right, coming up, we have our morning wake-up calls. We're going to call somebody, wake them up.
Maybe.
They requested us to call them. We're a hotel now.
Yeah, pretty much. We've got turn down service, a little chocolate on your pillow.
Mm-hmm.
That's not chocolate.
Yeah. What is it?
It's from the...
It's not chocolate.
What is it, Steve-O? Elaborate, Steve-O.
What?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I saw the strawberry stuff coming out, and I took that up with my finger, and then I took a corner off.
It's okay, Grandma.
And from there, I ate the whole thing.
It's fine. You can have it. Big show today, guys. Big show. Make-A-Wish Monday. We'll read some of these amazing stories.
From the local New Mexico Make-A-Wish Foundation, some amazing Make-A-Wish Monday stories.
And if you missed us talking about it, we'll give you the details on where we will be next Monday. We're going to be doing the morning show out at the Breakfast Club. Coming back with your headlines, and we'll check the roads. Hang out.
Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Mourners at Ground Zero, New York, for the traditional moments of silence, tolling of bells, and hours-long reading of the names of those killed. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton taking a break from the campaign trail.
Sully's landed in the top spot at the box office.
Protests continue in North Dakota against a controversial oil pipeline.
A lot of languages are spoken at the Smithsonian.
Apollo Wapmahwap, Columbia.
The Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum adds Klingon to its French, German, Japanese, and Spanish audio tours.
In Turkey, police dispersed demonstrators in several southeastern cities. Public protests flared after the government removed 28 mayors from office by emergency decree.
A ceasefire in Syria, supposed to start, but Syrians are skeptical, especially rebel fighters. This one through an interpreter.
We're not supportive of the ceasefire at all.
And forecasters say there's no threat to land so far from Tropical Storm Orlean. The system's well out in the Pacific Ocean.
The top prize at the Venice Film Festival, the Golden Lion, has been awarded to a 4-hour black-and-white film from the Philippines, The Woman Who Left.
Miss America 2017, crowned in Atlantic City.
This is your wake-up call.
Hello?
Good
Hello.
Morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, sleepyhead.
Oh, are you still asleep?
You all right?
Better wake up.
Is it time to wake up?
This is your wake-up
call.
Yeah!
Oh. Dial that again.
Okay, I'm just going to go ahead and dial it back.
Oh my gosh.
Dial it back. I'm just going to go ahead.
Hello.
Good morning. Good morning.
Wake up call. Wake up call.
This is your wake up
call. What's your name?
Angela.
You said it's big days ahead and it would be super helpful and you need a wake up call.
Here we are.
Yay. Come on, get up.
Okay. I'm awake now.
You said wake you up at 5 or 6 and we are doing you a favor because we went later
maybe
and you're still not awake.
Yeah. Why'd you sleep in? What made you decide to do that? Did you stay up too late?
Yeah. Oh, Angie.
Goodness, your morning breath is kicking this morning.
Stop it.
Goodness sake.
Stop it.
Sweet.
Goodness. Ow.
She needs to be soothed awake, bro.
But maybe do brush your teeth immediately.
Yeah, maybe so. Mm-hmm. Definitely brush your teeth. So what's the big day? What do you got to do?
School, and then we're going to the fair.
Oh,
that's a good time.
That's not a big day. That is totally
that
normal.
That is a giant. That's the biggest day I've ever heard.
You're going to go to school and then go to work.
Mm. We never get out, so it's a huge deal.
See, it's big.
Are you trapped?
Oh, no.
We're covered.
There you go.
Have a great day, okay?
Wonderful day, Angie, Angela.
Bye, Angie.
Bye. There you go.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful day.
Hey, I mean, we said we were going to do it.
It is 6:37. Good morning.
High today of 84 degrees.
Guys, it's the first morning we get to do our new traffic sponsor. Traffic.
Okay, there's nothing going on right now. I'm really excited about this traffic sponsor thing. So, yeah, there's nothing happening on the roads right now. Now, traffic sponsor thing. Is this it?
All right, is this how I'm supposed to do this?
Gotta say, that's your look at traffic. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic. And then I hit this.
Oh, man.
Is that what I do?
Yeah. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
Oh,
that was
wow.
Very professional.
Steve-O, you sounded so happy.
That wasn't me, guys.
What?
That was you.
That was a professional voice guy, obviously. Why can't we just do those live again?
You said...
Yeah, you're the one who said it.
You said you wanted to record it.
I just roll with the punches,
man. I'm just trying to make sure we roll legit, yo.
Yeah. Well, big show today. 13 years ago, on this day in 2003, who died? Who died?
2003, on this day.
He was legendary.
MJ.
No.
Nelson Mandela.
No.
I give up.
Oh.
Like a bird.
Gosh. Oh, yeah, truly.
On a wire. Like a drunk in a midnight choir.
Johnny Cash.
I have tried.
He died at the age of 71. Complications from diabetes.
Well, you ask me if I'll forget my baby. I guess I will someday. I don't like what have I become?
Gosh, dude, so good.
My sweetest friend.
I love Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning
ring of fire. Burn, burn, burn.
Okay.
Yeah. Rest in peace, man. Yes. Yeah, just an awesome, awesome gift to all of humanity. How old is Andrew Luck today? The Heisman Trophy winning a quarterback who's filled Peyton Manning's shoes for the Indianapolis Colts.
Yeah. 31.
Andrew no way, Luck. Dude. That'd be like 31? Retirement age. It's like 26.
27.
Oh.
Louis C.K., the comedian, how old today?
54.
53.
49.
Oh.
And Ben Folds.
Oh.
Is how old? Ben Folds, 5.
43.
41.
50.
Wow.
50 years old.
You couldn't. She's a breaking down,
hey. We got a text on the live line. It says, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Would you do me a favor and give a loud shout out to my sister, Gloria? She's been awake since 11:30. She's having a medical test this morning and needs to be sleep deprived. She's having a hard time staying awake.
Oh.
G-L-O-I-I-A, Gloria! Was that loud enough? Is that
good? Wake up.
Wake up, Gloria.
Quit going to sleep. If you go to sleep, they'll get you in your dream.
What kind of test? She's been awake since last night at 11:30, and they have just to be
sleep
deprived?
She's got to be sleep deprived.
That sounds like the oddest test. Okay.
I think it's an algebra test. Algebra tests are hard.
Oh, man.
Yeah, they are.
Oh, no.
Morning.
More wake-up calls on the way.
Yes. Okay, guys and girls. Yesterday, something went down at the Sun Port.
Yeah.
There was a fake bomb. It was a threat, I guess. Created lots of delays. We have a clip.
No day is a good day for an international airport to face a security threat.
They said everybody was to evacuate the airport.
It's just a lot scarier on the 15th anniversary of 9/11. For hundreds of Sunport passengers, 9/11/2016 meant hours stranded on the tarmac after TSA agents spotted a suspicious package at the airport's security checkpoint between the main terminal and the concourses. Planes were grounded and passengers kept in the dark.
They arrived at 2:14 and they're still sitting in the plane.
These folks were waiting for a family stuck on a plane arriving from Dallas.
We couldn't see anything from the windows. We could see planes on the tarmac and saw maybe two police cars.
Some late-breaking information from the FBI tonight, who tells KOB there was never any public safety threat related with that hoax device. But tonight we have very limited information on the person arrested in connection to what airport officials, again, are telling us.
That's what?
What is he giggling
just
about?
Just an awful day.
It was an awful day. Our girl Claire... Claire? Brooklyn?
Claire. You mean Claire?
Hey, Claire.
Hey, Claire.
Hey, Claire.
Claire in Brooklyn? Her parents were stranded at Sunport yesterday.
Oh.
She's like, what's going on in your town? I'm like, it's raining like the apocalypse. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, come to find out, bomb scare.
Yeah, people stranded on their plane for 2 hours.
Bomb scare.
Yeah.
I'm scared of bombs.
There's been quite a few of those, even downtown Albuquerque. Recently.
Bomb scares?
Yeah, buildings.
Oh, good.
Yeah, in the past couple months, there's been a couple.
We need to get rid of all the buildings.
What?
We need to get rid of all
the
buildings.
Say
no,
that.
And go, I'm not saying bomb them. I'm saying get rid of them. And let's go back to where we lived beneath the trees.
Mm.
Long ago, millions of years ago, Albuquerque was in the center of a lush garden. A jungle, if you will, and a young boy named Mowgli was raised by wolves in that jungle.
Okay.
The gentle panther Bagheera helped raise him by taking him to the wolf pack, and they raised him. And then Mowgli, he grew to learn that he said, I can't be a wolf. Guys,
yeah.
I'm a hairless ape over here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I don't even run on four legs like you jokers. So then he had to go on a journey to not only find a new home, but also himself. Yes.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, I won't. I won't do it, but I'm upset at you guys.
Just never say get rid of and bomb in the same sentence.
Oh, what? Bomb, 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 bomb.
Don't do that. What's that outside?
Speaking of box office bombs.
Oh.
Luckily, Sully was not one. Hey-o!
Good.
Yeah. Topped the box office this weekend. More than $35 million. Tom Hanks is back on top of the box office in Clint Eastwood's latest flick, Sully.
Hmm.
It's a story about the pilot, Sully, who had to land that jetliner in the Hudson River.
Yeah, unbelievable story.
But what a lot of us didn't know is that there was this crazy investigation around the whole thing. And this movie is about all that. And I think it looks super interesting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Another one was Dex's new favorite movie, When the Bow Breaks.
No, I don't
What
know.
Was it like?
I never watched that.
Ugh. When the Bow Breaks. I
wouldn't watch that.
Whatever, this guy who hates horror movies, anytime yesterday when the Blair Witch trailer would come on and go, I kind of want to see it.
I do kind of want to see it. Same approach I've had to horror movies my whole life.
Dude.
It's nothing different. I kind of want to see it, but I'll be scared if I see it.
Yeah, it's not real, buddy.
It is real.
I feel like we have to go because... Did you guys see the original one at the movie theater?
I thought it was real.
I didn't see it in the theater.
I saw it in the theater.
I rented it on VHS.
That was back in the day when, you know, the internet wasn't really...
Yeah, so everybody thought it was real until the... I thought it was real, and then the girl came on Jay Leno, and I was like... No.
I think that's what happened to me,
too. But it was like a week after the movie came out, so I'd already seen it. Oh, man. I was so upset.
I knew it wasn't real because John Titor came back in time and told me it was.
Okay.
He said, don't fool with that stuff. It's not real. You need to focus on reality, kid. Help me build my time drive. And I said, you got it, dude.
Man.
I gave that guy like $50 million. I haven't even seen him. He'll come back. A 12-year-old kid in Germany stole his parents' car last Thursday and drove about 125 miles to go see his grandma.
Oh.
Wow.
To grandmother's house we go.
12 years old?
Yes.
That's a trip.
Literally.
Yeah, it was a trip. 125 miles.
That's a long way.
Or 200 kilometers.
That'd be like Jaden getting in the car and just going.
Bye, Jaden.
Just going to Las Vegas, New Mexico or something.
So I guess soon after the boys had left, the parents reported that their son and his 13-year-old travel companion were missing. The boy had announced the visit to his grandparents beforehand, but seemingly couldn't spend another second without them, as he simply just drove off to their place.
Wow.
Sorry about that.
Yeah. On his way, he even braved the perils of the Autobahn, the infamous speed limit free highway system in Germany, where people like to go, you know, at like 1,000 miles an hour. But taking the risk paid off. The boy's parents allowed him to stay with his grandparents overnight when they heard that the children had arrived safely.
I remember driving on the Autobahn, and I was very disappointed. I thought there would be, like, just cars. Vroom, vroom, vroom. No, it wasn't really
not
like
the case.
That. No, not really.
What was it like?
It was like being out on the interstate.
It was like 40 on a bad Tuesday.
It wasn't as cool as I thought it'd be.
I'm sorry, Dad.
I was with Jesse.
Yeah?
Yep.
What kind of car did you drive?
Let me shut off.
It was probably some kind of Volkswagen.
Shut off Steve-O's mic. No,
what
it
was
wasn't.
It?
It was a Passat.
Oh, come. That is a Volkswagen. Dude, no wonder you didn't have fun. You need to tell Jesse to take you with the real cars next time.
Whatevs.
Sorry, are you guys talking about your fantastical...
I didn't realize your mic was back on.
I checked out.
Excuse me. I misspoke, Steven. Guys, there's a new flavor of candy corn.
What?
It tastes like brunch.
Wait, it tastes like what?
Like brunch.
Like brunch?
Like brunch.
Like branch?
Like brunch.
Like trees.
No, listen, look at me. Brunch.
Brunch?
It's like breakfast and lunch. Look at me.
Brunch.
Brunch.
No, look.
Like biscuits and gravy?
Brunch.
Brunch.
It's getting to be that time of year when we all eat candy corn again because we're all miserable on the inside. So I'm not sure if this is a game changer for candy corn, or it's the first sign of our true descent into madness. Brock's just released a new type of candy corn based on brunch. It's called Brunch Favorites, which is also my new rap name. Yo, 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 Brunch Favorites here! Instead of the usual candy corn taste, there are three different flavors.
Talk to me.
Number one, French toast and maple syrup.
Oh.
How do you guys say syrup?
Syrup.
Syrup.
Do you say syrup?
No, syrup.
Does anybody say syrup?
Syrup.
Syrup.
Hand me the syrup for my brunch.
My mother-in-law this last weekend went to a restaurant that shall remain nameless and ordered pancakes and syrup.
Syrup.
And she got a stack of pancakes and green chili stew.
Oh.
Because they thought she said pancakes and soup. Because the way she says syrup.
Syrup.
I love syrup.
It's so weird.
What a weird thing to...
Yeah, right? It's like, come on, man. Were you just messing around?
That's like when we would go places like Starbucks or anywhere, a restaurant where they would take your name for your order. Our keyboard player, Ryan Coon, would say Coon and inevitably would get some ridiculous name because they were like, what? And he has a thick southern accent. Oh. You've heard it. So he'd go, the best one ever, he said, Coon, and they said, Karen. and Coon just said, yep, that's it.
Yep, Karen.
So Karen, my parents hated me, dude. Number two, waffles and strawberries.
Mm. Oh, my God.
Do you guys say strawberries?
Strawberries.
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 For brunch.
Strawberries.
And number three, chocolate chip pancakes.
Gosh, all of those sound magical as far as like
they're candy
actual,
corn.
No, not candy the candy corn. Corn. Ugh. The actual breakfast items sound wonderful. Can we go get some French toast and soup?
Mm. Yes.
Only if we eat brunch.
They're good only chili. Available at a certain store.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you better rush out to get them.
Or not.
But you don't know where they are because we're non-com. A new survey says the three most awkward situations in dating are meeting the other person's ex, meeting their parents, and the first date.
Okay.
Yeah, I can get down with that.
How are you guys' dates this weekend?
It's pretty good.
It's great, guys.
Took my date to barbecue with you.
I wasn't there. That was my clone.
Oh, okay.
Mm. CM Punk fought for the first time in the UFC.
Gosh.
And he lost against Mickey Gall.
Mm-hmm.
His next fight shouldn't be in the UFC, says Dana White.
In terms of the CM Punk experiment, we saw for a year and a half as a promotion. Was this a success? And what did you think of CM Punk after tonight?
Well, I don't know if it was an experiment. You know, I became friends with him. He's a nice guy. I like him. I have a lot of respect for him. He wanted to give it a shot. I gave him a shot.
I know that you're not going to say a yes or no to this, but are you going to consider that his next fight would still be in the UFC? Is that an option?
He probably shouldn't have his next fight in the UFC, you know? just like I said with Brock, having your first fight in the UFC is tough. And you see tonight, even if it's against the guy who's 2-0, you know, this is a tough place to learn.
So if you don't know, CM Punk is a WWE wrestler, and he's 37 years old. And he decides, I think I want to try this UFC stuff. And the build-up for this fight has been going on for, 2 years?
Yeah, he said a year and a half.
Year and a half. And finally he gets in the octagon on Saturday
just
gets pummeled.
Yeah. So did he fight somebody that was much younger and more experienced?
Yeah a young guy in his early 20s, Mickey Gall, and he's 2-0. He's a real deal. He fought a real UFC fighter, and he just got... He got punked.
I bet he got.
just real quick to run down UFC 203. Fabricio beat Travis Brown, which kind of stinks.
Fabricio.
Fabricio!
And Uriah Faber got beat.
Yeah.
By Gina Rivera.
And Alistair, bro.
Alistair.
Come on!
Alistair Overeem. He got beat as well. By,
KO'd!
Stipe Miocic.
He's the villain from Rocky IV.
Yeah, he got KO'd.
Yeah.
Round number one.
Do you guys know what happens 11 months from today?
Wait. That'll be August. Oh, your birthday.
That's right.
Oh,
11 months, guys. Get it right or pay the price.
No.
You have a little under a year to begin saving.
I can't believe, okay.
What?
That's pretty good.
People need to know.
Come on, man. Quick math on me, yo. Did it.
Real quick, somebody said signal lights are flashing at Alameda and 2nd Street. We'll give you a Bear Canyon CrossFit traffic update in a few minutes.
All right. Big show today, guys. Whiskey Tango, another morning wake-up call. At 7:10, we have Stephanie Beatrice from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She plays Rosa Diaz. 7:10, she'll be on the show. Be right back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Stilo, and Tao.
And we're back!
This is your wake-up call.
Hello.
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 Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Hey. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is your wake-up
call. It's the morning invasion.
You told us to call you.
Good morning.
You did this to yourself.
Good morning.
Good morning. How you feeling?
You feeling all right?
Thanks, guys.
But how are you feeling?
Are you awake?
How do you feel right now?
Do you feel good?
Oof. It's a rough morning.
It's rough.
It's a rough morning. You there?
You there?
Yeah.
Oh, you couldn't even hear
us. Could you hear us?
What's your name?
You're all tired.
All I could hear was morning, 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 morning.
Well, your ears weren't awake yet. That's why.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Somebody over here.
They're
being
still sleeping.
You just gotta wake up, sleepyhead.
So what do you have to do today that you needed a wake-up call?
I have to go give people food stamps.
Oh, that's good. You're helping / hurting our economy. That's so good of you.
Oh, no.
My pleasure.
Wait, do you work at Chick-fil-A?
No, stop it. This is what you get for giving us your phone number and saying to give you a wake-up call.
I'm going to call you every day at this time.
No, we're not.
Guys are very soothing to wake up.
Oh, good.
Oh, hey. All right.
Let's just get up out of bed right now.
Yeah.
Don't go back to sleep. No snoozing, okay?
None snoozing.
You don't get any snooze calls from us.
None snoozing. What's your name?
Jamie.
We love you, Jamie.
We love you. Thank you so much for listening.
Love you guys.
Hey, okay, bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah.
I love this, guys.
Beautiful.
Let's do it, Simone. I love wake-up calls.
Let's call people right now. Oh, we have an interview.
That's right, we do.
I was going to say, we actually had somebody say 7 a.m. So we're late.
7:06, good morning.
Yeah. High today of 84 degrees.
Traffic. Sure enough, something's going down. And the map won't let me look at it.
Oh, no.
It's at 2nd Street in Alameda. I'm assuming it's an accident. And like I said, the map will not let me click on what it is. So, whatever it is out there, guys, good luck.
Traffic!
Speaking of things going down...
Hey! Let me hit the button.
This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon CrossFit for this traffic update.
I forgot to play it in the computer.
That's okay.
Okay. Can we just do them live?
We really should.
No.
It sounds so weird, the recording.
By the way, twice a show.
Yeah, that's fine. Every break we do traffic.
Steve-O, you'll always be my sweet bee.
What?
Sweet bee.
Oh, sweet bee.
Good morning.
I got you.
Hello.
Good morning. Oh, hi.
Are you ready to go?
Yes.
Yeah, we are. Oh, my gosh, we're ready.
Okay, stand by.
Okay. See you later. Okay. Stephanie Beatrice.
Hi.
Hello.
What up, girl?
What up?
Welcome to Albuquerque.
Thank you. It's very nice to be here, not be here.
Well, yeah. Wish you'd come in and just hang out with us.
In New Mexico?
No, that would have been dope.
That would have been.
I love New Mexico. It's very beautiful.
Beautiful.
It is beautiful.
How often do you get to travel out to the Southwest?
How can you? I don't know. Maybe plan me like a hiking trip. That would be pretty dope in New Mexico, I think.
There you go. Yes. Yes.
We got that all day.
Yeah.
Hey, by the way, we're talking with Stephanie Beatrice from Brooklyn Nine-Nine. She plays Rosa Diaz for everybody listening right now. And we're super excited.
Hi.
That you're on the show. Yeah.
If you're confused by my voice, this is my real voice.
I was going to say.
Voice for Rosa.
Yeah, I was gonna ask if you. My first question was, are you really as intimidating as Diaz? And then you started talking. I said, throw that question out the window.
Yeah, people are very surprised most of the time. I've had. Always think it's really funny.
That's awesome. I love Brooklyn Nine-Nine. I look forward to it. I'm looking forward to it now because it's about to come back, and I'm so excited.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. He is a crazy fan, so he was. Yeah,
that's awesome.
Looking forward to this one. Mm-hmm. So, favorite part, Teo?
My favorite part of the show, probably Doyle.
Stop
bit.
You mean Boyle?
Yes, Boyle. That's how much I love
Boyle,
him.
Boyle, yeah. Doyle, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how much you really care about that character.
No. I love... Actually, your dynamic on the show is one of my favorite things. Because she... And then this last season, I'm not going to spoil anything, but we got to see more of Diaz's, like, personal life, because she's got, like, this wall up and she never lets anybody in. But then, especially in the last few episodes, you got to see a little bit more about her, and you're like, wait, what? So good.
What? I know. I love that, too. Every time the writers give me, like, another surprise about her, it's my favorite thing, because, like, you know, who knew? Yeah. Who knew that Rosa had, like, bowls of lemons in her apartment?
Yeah, it was so funny. It's so cool. Like, I love the, it's this crazy juxtaposition, because she's this hard or street hardened, you know, cop, and then, like, and she never lets anybody know who she really, and I guess the whole time she might be not, her Diaz might not even be her real name, you know, and then it's like you see her apartment and you're like, what?
That's yeah. Awesome.
So
no, I often think of her, and then, like, you'll show them a video of, like, a kitten or something, and they'll start crying. I mean, they're so... women are so complex, and that's what I love about that character, is that she has so many sides to her, and I just can't wait to see what else is there.
Speaking of complexity, I'm looking at the list of things that you've done in your career, and you have done everything from comedy and drama and... I'm looking at the fact that Light of the Moon, it's in post-production right now, and that looks like a very serious film. So you're coming from, like, Brooklyn Nine-Nine, hilarious, over the top, and then Light of the Moon. Can we talk about Light of the Moon?
Sure, yeah, I'd love to. Light of the Moon was written by Jessica Thompson. She was also directed by her. She's amazing. She's an incredible talent, one to watch for sure. This is her first feature, and it's about this young woman, sort of around my age, who lives in Brooklyn, and... Oh, sorry, taking a walk.
no worries.
Watch out! I tried to save
you. Watch out!
Yeah.
She lives in Brooklyn, and she's got, like, a good job and a boyfriend, and he's a little questionable whether or not she should be with him or not, and she's just, like, living life, and one day she's out with some friends, drinking, maybe a little too much, who knows, but... She's on her walk home, and about three blocks from her apartment, she's violently raped.
Oh,
yeah. And the story is sort of about, like, well, who do you become after that? You know, are you just now a rape victim? Is that who you're going to be for the rest of your life?
Wow.
Can you be more than that? You know,
right.
How do you have a relationship with your boyfriend after that? Do you have a relationship with your boyfriend? What do you say to your friends? What do you say to your parents? Who are you? Yeah. And there's so many young women that are struggling with that same,
right.
You know, sexual assault is rampant on campuses right now. And there's, like, a lot of stories to be told about this thing. The thing that I loved about the script was that when I read it, it wasn't like a revenge story, like a lot of, you know, rape movies that you see.
Right.
And the rape wasn't like, it wasn't like about the judicial system, although there are some parts of that. But it was really about her life after the rape, and I'd just never seen a movie about that. And I'm so drawn to that story because I just want to—I want to encourage other young women who have had that, like, that issue come up in their lives, whether it's to them or to someone that they love, to talk about it more. Because I think opening up the discussion is very, very important for us right now.
True. I'm so glad we're able to talk about it, because I started reading about it and just wanted to be able to share a little bit about that story, because we have so many listeners that, you know, we're more of a comedy show, but we definitely open up serious moments. The three of us in here are Christians, and so we love being able to interact with people going through life, because I know for me personally, growing up in the church, human beings go through things. They struggle through life. And yes, even those who proclaim Jesus Christ, they go through crap in their lives, and things just suck sometimes. And there are things that happen that are out of your control, and you don't know, you don't have those answers. And yet, you know, growing up in the church anyways, it was, you know, once you become a Christian, all of a sudden everything's perfect and this and that. And there are humans who grew up in that system that just kind of fall apart, because it's like, wait, I, I thought life was going to be roses and glory and love and right. yay, and all of a sudden this happened to me and you're struggling through, and unless you've been through something like that, you don't know how to comfort, how to guide, and a lot of times we think we're helping somebody when we're really hurting with the words. So when you were prepping for this role of Bonnie, how did you find that place where you could just open up and take on this role?
You know, I know quite a few women that have actually lived that experience, one of whom is a really good friend of mine, and I talked to her a lot about it. She's very open about it. She has done a lot of work on herself spiritually through therapy, and like she really talked to me so much about her own experience that anytime I was on set sort of struggling with a moment or not really sure of myself, you know, letting my ego get in the way, like, am I going to be able to do this scene? I would think of her and all of that stuff would just go away. Man. And I would think, this is her. This is for her and all of the other women that have had this same moment happen in their lives. Mm-hmm. This is for them. Yeah. And so I would just slide right into Bonnie. She became very, very real. And in fact, she is real. She is a woman that Jessica Thompson based this movie on, another friend of hers who had also been sexually assaulted. So, like, strangely, it wasn't hard sometimes to slide into that world because I know so many women that have had that experience.
Right.
Yeah, I think it's great that you guys are actually, like you said, you're highlighting the person.
Right.
And not necessarily all of the things that happen around it. Because I think it's such a controversial, vulnerable topic that a lot of ways, or a lot of times people that want to help fix the situation, they don't know how to fix it. So they're like, well, maybe if we just fix the justice system, or maybe if we fix,
exactly.
you know, but that's not getting to the person.
Right. They're still a broken person.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, who like really needs us to pay attention to them and their personal story. You know, besides all the societal change that does need to happen, that of course is a given. But yeah. like, yeah. you're right. We do sort of forget that there's somebody with feelings in the middle of all that turmoil.
We're talking with Stephanie Beatrice from Brooklyn Nine-Nine, plays Rosa Diaz, and talk about the new upcoming season of Brooklyn Nine-Nine. What can we expect from Rosa?
Well, let's switch gears.
I know, right?
Let's play serious stuff.
It's
Man.
Definitely like, that really is like the breath of my career so far in one conversation. This really deep stuff and then like this very Waka Waka experience.
Awesome.
So this season is going to be really, really fun. We shot six episodes already. I can't believe it, but... Hmm. So far, each one has been better than the last. Some of my favorite moments on set have happened this season. The first episode is going to be us revisiting Holt and Jake in their witness protection program situation. And most of the cast is actually not in that episode. I think I'm allowed to say that. But so I got to go to set and sort of what they call it is shadow the director. So I just, like, watched him all day and, like, watched the take, you know, every take that happened that week, like, I was pretty much there for everything. And the episode is hilarious.
Awesome.
It's like dying laughing after take. It's so funny. I just think Andy and Andre, their chemistry together is just so good. And there's so much fun to watch, like, not only, like, when they're acting, but also right before. So, like, when they'll be talking about, like, how they're going to collaborate on the scene or what they're going to try or, you know, and it's just so fun to, like, watch them work. So I think the episode is going to come out great. I'm so thrilled about it. Yes.
I feel like when you guys film these episodes, how do you guys even do it? Because I imagine you guys just laugh constantly.
Listen, sometimes we get in trouble. Like, sometimes our assistant director will have to, like, crack the whip a little bit because we're cracking up or, like, being ridiculous or, you know, fooling around. And Tony and Kenny are our assistant directors, and they'll have to sort of yell, like, all right, everyone, quiet, quiet,
yeah.
quiet.
That's awesome.
You know, it's like wrangling a bunch of puppies sometimes, but
right.
we do get it done. We That's get it cool. done somehow or another.
Well, great job on what you do. We're excited to see the light of the moon. Thanks for sharing a little bit about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, no kidding.
And
thank you. So yeah. Glad you guys wanted to talk about it.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Coming up in October, my boy Teo and I, we're going to be out covering New York Comic Con. We'll be staying in Brooklyn for like a week. If you guys are out there filming, we got to do something. We got to do something fun.
My God. I'm sorry to disappoint you, but through the magic of television, all of Brooklyn Nine-Nine is shot in Los Angeles.
No, no, stop it.
I know.
Stop it.
I know. I just ruined it for you, didn't I?
Oh, my gosh. I'll never watch it the same again.
Whatever.
Oh, gosh. Ever again.
I'm so excited about the new season.
What's funny is I used to live in Brooklyn, so I had to move to L.A. to get a job in New York.
That's weird. Oh, so you got to give us a good spot in Brooklyn. We're going to be in Bed-Stuy for a week.
Gotta go.
All
right. Well, Stephanie,
so
thank
many
you.
Restaurants.
I know, yeah. Right? There you go. You get on out.
Yeah. Food.
Love you,
all
Stephanie. Say hi to Terry Crews for me.
Bye, guys.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Who is that guy? That's not one of our normal
guys.
Yeah,
he must be filling in or something. That's
yeah,
weird.
The
that's
worst.
He said, we gotta go.
Booking agent.
But you know who's the best? Stephanie Beatriz.
That was fun.
She's great.
I'm sorry about Pimento. But I know how hard it is to have a Beyonce disappear because the mob and the FBI want him dead. I mean, actually, I can't relate at all. It's the saddest story I ever heard. Look, you want to talk? I'm a good listener.
There's nothing to be sad about.
What happened?
A little early when I got that clip. Rosa Diaz. Detective Rosa Diaz.
Yes!
It is crazy to hear her, because that really was, I was going to be like, are you just, you're not anything
no,
like
I know,
her!
Right?
Oh,
everything's
so
just
funny.
Fake. It's just so fake.
They don't even film in Brooklyn!
Oh my gosh!
Man, that show is so funny. It's written by the same people that did Parks and Recreation, so yeah. If you're listening out there and you like
that's
that show,
great show,
you'd probably like this show too.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
So good. And then the... Not to spoil anything, but this season, if we'd have had more time, I was going to ask her. I bet this season we learned more about Diaz because the big cliffhanger from last season completely revolves around her character.
Wow.
And so we're seeing how all the other characters are trying to help her out. It's so good.
That's great. Mm. Good stuff.
All right. Funny.
That's good.
Thank you, guys.
Well, before we go to break, let's share some details. We're going to be out doing the morning show
Next
Monday.
Week from today.
From 7 to 10, we're going to be out at Rebel Donuts.
Yeah.
Northeast Side
Rebel Outside Donuts. Rebel Donut. Yeah, there's like a patio area that kind of connects a bunch of places out there. But it is – I posted all the information on our Facebook page, facebook.com/star88fm. The Rebel Donut on Wyoming, teaming up with them along with Dave and Buster's. So 2435 Wyoming Boulevard Northeast will be outside broadcasting live. There will be a prize wheel courtesy of Dave and Buster's, so you can score free stuff just by coming by and saying hi. And we're also going to be collecting donations for the Make-A-Wish Foundation New Mexico, so local Make-A-Wish Foundation. And anybody who donates to the local Make-A-Wish Foundation is going to score a free donut, courtesy of Rebel Donut, and some coffee.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So a lot of you out there have been asking, hey, you guys need to come out and do a show somewhere in the city.
There it is.
Hang. Well, there you go. Monday. Next
Make
Monday.
Sure you get, if you can't come out this next Monday, we'll be broadcasting live from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. It'd be super helpful if you shared the event because we're trying to raise money for Make-A-Wish Foundation. We got some stories coming up from some local New Mexico kiddos who have had some phenomenal experiences thanks to Make-A-Wish New Mexico. So it's really, really cool. And we'd love to see you guys out there just hanging out with us. It's going to be fun.
Alright, we're gonna take a break. Big show today, guys. We've got a letter, Whiskey Tango, and we have a guest coming up next. Someone's coming in. Talk about a little walk. Wanna go for a walk? You wanna take a walk?
Let's go.
Alright. Hang out, we'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dex, Steve-O, and Teo. On Star 88.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Mourners at Ground Zero, New York, for the traditional moments of silence, tolling of bells, and hours-long reading of the names of those killed. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton taking a break from the campaign trail.
Sully's landed in the top spot at the box office.
Protests continue in North Dakota against a controversial oil pipeline.
A lot of languages are spoken at the Smithsonian.
Apollo Wap Mach Wap, Columbia.
The Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum adds Klingon to its French, German, Japanese, and Spanish audio tours.
In Turkey, police dispersed demonstrators in several southeastern cities. Public protests flared after the government removed 28 mayors from office by emergency decree.
A ceasefire in Syria, supposed to start, but Syrians are skeptical, especially rebel fighters. This one through an interpreter.
We're not supportive of the ceasefire at all.
And forecasters say there's no threat to land so far from Tropical Storm Orlean. The system's well out in the Pacific Ocean.
The top prize at the Venice Film Festival, The Golden Lion, has been awarded to a four-hour black-and-white film from the Philippines, The Woman Who Left.
Miss America 2017, crowned in Atlantic City.
Good morning. 7:34.
High today of 84 degrees.
Tail, tell us about the roads.
So the traffic lights are blinking or something at Alameda and 2nd. They're flashing red. I'm not really sure what's going on.
They didn't feel like going to work today.
But it's stacked up west of that. So if you are trying to get, if you were like, I'm going to use Alameda, it's not going to take as much time as Paseo. You were wrong. Yeah. That's really good traffic. Traffic. This traffic update brought to you by Bear Canyon CrossFit, located at 9533 Osuna, Suite B. For more information, check out BearCanyonCrossFit.com or 505-293-2101. That's 505-293-2101. Thanks again to Bear Canyon really, CrossFit for this traffic update.
This guy's really long.
You get a live read on that next time? I'd appreciate it.
Yeah. Maybe I'd sound less like, this trap.
All right, everybody. Hey. Hey, it looks like a little beer.
Brunch. You know what I'm excited about?
What? No, I don't.
Jane Sugg is here. Did I say
Dude,
that right?
What's Sugg? Hilarious? I think my favorite part about it is I was like, who? And he goes, Jane.
You know,
she's from
Jane.
Believer Center. And then I said, oh, Jane Cawthorn. Yeah, yeah. I've known her since forever.
I know.
So.
I know. That's it. I
so
just
it's
got
totally
married,
different.
So now my name's different.
So weird to
I
me.
I know.
Guys, I've known her since she was a wee little lass.
Oh.
It's true.
So Jane Sugg works she's at the music up. Department at Believer Center.
Yes.
She's here to talk about A21 Walk for Freedom,
right,
which is happening October 15th.
Yes.
What's A21 Walk for Freedom?
Well, A21 is the leading global campaign against human trafficking.
Yes.
Christine
so,
Kane.
Yeah. Chris Kane. She's an Aussie. She actually has an incredible testimony. She was abused most of her life every night by 3 different men. She found out she was adopted when she was like 25.
When does this get incredible?
When she decided that she wasn't going to let it stop her. That's good, Steve.
You're like, it's fantastic. She was...
That's true. I know. She's like my hero. I just think people like that who rise, now she's stopping this abuse all over the world. Mm-hmm. And it's a huge ring of financial profit, you know. So what's really cool about A21, they stand for Abolish Slavery in the 21st Century, is that they have campaign offices all over the world.
Yeah.
So Russia, Greece, they're getting one, I think, in Thailand, which is one of the leading trafficking countries in the world. And then,
Toledo.
Of course, they have, where's Toledo?
Ohio.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
L.A. Of course. But anyway, the point is they have rescue teams. They have prosecuting teams of like really cool lawyers. So she's kind of cleaning up as far as this industry is concerned. And she has opened up this demonstration event, Walk for Freedom, to anybody who wants to take part. So last year and the year before, you kind of had to be somebody to do it, especially globally. Mm. But now you can apply for it. And so I think there is an event going on in Socorro at a church for
That's
Walk
cool.
for Freedom. But we can do one here for Santa Fe in Albuquerque.
That's cool. And it's just a walk. You don't have to run, guys.
Right.
It's just a walk.
Only
I was gonna
say,
say, when you said you were excited for it, I was like, really, though?
It's a walk, man. Okay. It's a walk. I can walk.
You can walk all day long.
Yeah. Walk
I've, seen him walks to, I've seen him walk to his car before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's in the parking lot. It's kind of far.
And I've seen him run from his car. If he gets here, you know, and it's still dark, he'll book it. You get to, like, the...
Wintertime, man, I am, like, I am so fast.
That's when the ghosts come out.
Yeah. So scary.
You did greet me at the door, but you didn't come to the fountain.
I didn't walk to the fountain. I was like, hey, over here.
I heard Dex say, you're not that far.
Yeah. It was this uncomfortable, like, no one's talking for, like, 30 seconds because she had to make the long journey.
That's true.
Yeah, that's true.
I like it. It's a nice walk.
Yeah, it's beautiful. Beautiful.
Sorry about that.
So, okay, October 15th, this walk for freedom. Yes. How can people get signed up? What is it? What does it do?
Right.
Like, what it, yeah.
Right. I think what's interesting is when you hear walk for freedom, you feel like it's like the color run or some kind of walk for like only fit people.
I'm dressing like Braveheart.
You can do that if you
want.
Okay,
cool. Kilt, blue face paint.
yes. So the way it works is it's actually a demonstration. It's not a protest, but it is a silent single file walk. And actually, you can wear your kilt, but you have to wear black.
Black kilt.
So it is. It's a demonstration for victims and people who are still in modern day slavery today. And so it's silent. You don't say anything. Some people will put tape over their mouths. You're representing these men and women who don't have a voice.
Yeah.
And so we're actually going to be walking from lot PB, which is down at UNM, across from 7-Eleven, off University and Central.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's right across the street. We're walking east up Central all the way to Knob Hill, and then you turn around and you walk back down. Okay. But right now we already have over 100 people registered.
Wow.
So it's going to be a really cool sight to see because we're really kind of encompassing the whole block, and people will want to know what's going on. And then, of course, hopefully they'll follow us back to the lot, and we can raise awareness. That's the point of all this, to raise awareness.
Are you going to give information for people who maybe, because I know a lot of times people have good intent and so they're like, I want to do this, I'm really passionate about this, and then it's like, but do you have any information about why you're doing what you're doing? Do you really know what's going on?
Yeah,
like, are you guys going to kind of educate so that if people go,
I think so.
Hey, demonstrating, what are you demonstrating? Psh, freedom, bro.
I know.
You're like, no,
everyone has rights. Not that. No, I know. And what's interesting is a lot of people, and it's fine because it's just vernacular, but it's really more than sex trafficking.
Right.
It's human trafficking. So men get trafficked all the time here to work and they don't get paid, you know, but they'll come over. Especially what drives me nuts is people don't think it's happening here because we're a smaller state, less populated, smaller city, but it happens more here because our poverty level is increasing more than other states. Just because we're not a metropolis doesn't mean anything. And also we're right at the border. So it happens all the time, but people just think, oh, those are prostitutes or those are just workers trying to get money.
Right.
That's, you have no idea what's going on underneath.
Yeah.
So if I could have anybody know what they're standing for, it's to show people that it's going on here and that we want to kind of take care of that and make it stop. You know what I mean?
I had a conversation with a young man over the weekend about pornography, and he asked me, why is it so bad? Why is it wrong? You know? And what, you know, just from being on the show this year, you know, because I struggled with pornography for many years growing up when I was a teenager. And you know, finding out that when you click on one of those sites, those free porn sites online, every video, every picture that you're clicking on, you're contributing to human trafficking because the money that they make from pornography, I mean, it's billions of dollars.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
And it all, you know, fuels human trafficking. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I got to sit down and talk with this young man about this, and he didn't realize it, you know.
Yeah.
But I get his point, you know, because it's like, why is it so bad? You know, I mean, if I'm doing it by myself, I'm not hurting anybody. Mm-hmm. But then you have the addiction that comes with it as well. You know, people really struggle with that addiction when it comes to some even say it's like drugs. You know, it can be like when you watch pornography, it does the same thing.
Yeah, it fires the same synapses in your brain. Yeah.
So if you're listening out there and you're struggling with pornography, just remember that, you know?
Yeah.
I think that helps a lot of people.
Yeah, so good.
Yeah, absolutely. Man, October 15th.
Yes.
The Walk for Freedom. I'm so glad that you guys are teaming up with A21. It's so important.
Yeah.
So many people, like you're saying, don't realize that it's happening in our community. Unfortunately, we were talking with our boy Clay Schroff, you know, Aspen Project, mm-hmm. Project Zoe.
Right.
And there was a young woman who was in Project Zoe who grew up here in this church, was part of the skate park for a long time, and she in turn was trafficked, and somehow like it was happening while she was still here, and nobody knew, nobody saw, and that's just one human being. Praise God, she was able to escape that, and now is doing much better. However, it happens here, and I think because of movies like Taken and all these things, you see it in Thailand, and you're like, well, obviously Thailand, but you don't realize that Albuquerque, New Mexico is like this hub, and if we can just raise that awareness and let people know, because there's so many aspects, like you brought up the porn aspect. There's so many aspects, and so I love that you guys are doing this. This is so important.
Yeah, I wanted to say just one more thing.
Yeah. Say seven more things.
Okay, maybe I think I can come up with seven. For the state fair this year, it is actually one of our largest trafficking rings year-round.
Okay.
And so to anyone listening, you absolutely can do something about that, even if you see something suspicious, if something looks strange. Last year, I went and tried to keep an eye out, and I saw a gentleman tell another woman, and they look, sometimes you kind of look the part a little bit, and so at first I was just feeling bad for judging, and I was just watching them, but he told her what to order, he told her where to go. And I thought to myself, I should do something. But you know, we like to say, because I help work with Freedom House, which is a local housing project here for women who've been trafficked, and we like to say it's a green light. You're all of your awareness senses are down, you're just chilling. So right now we're all on green, right? But yellow, your senses are heightened, you are aware.
Yeah.
Hopefully everybody can have a yellow light when they're at the state fair to just keep an eye out for children, men or women. Something looks wrong, you can always say something. That's what's so amazing about living in the United States. There is corruption, but it's nowhere near as corrupt as other countries. And so if you go to the police, they'll do something about it. Doesn't work that way in other places.
That's very true.
So I love the state fair, and let's go to the food crawl, but let's for sure let's keep an eye out. You know what I mean?
Woo! That's
hey, I like that.
That was one. We need six more.
Okay,
six more. Continue.
Well, the last thing you did ask, as I didn't answer, is how to register.
Yes.
So you go to A21A21.org/Albuquerque.
Okay.
And it's going to tell you where the event is held, and it's really important that everyone understands this is not a church thing, this is not a believer center thing, this is a citywide thing.
Yeah.
So we're inviting this to all churches, all different organizations. Yes. It's open to the public. You can register on site, but you don't want to wait in that line. So just go online and you can register yourself. Fundraising is an option, but it's not required. So if it asks you to fundraise online, please type in $0 if you just want to walk. So definitely don't let that hinder you. But the registration process is super easy. So A21.org/Albuquerque.
Cool. You got a Facebook page and everything?
We actually have a page that's on A21. So that would be our little profile bit. Okay. But most of the invite is coming through email once you register.
Cool. Boom, right here.
All right.
Got
we're share this on Facebook. And,
we'll totally share it.
Thank you, guys.
Starmie, you guys
10 a.m. to 12 p.m. UNM parking lot, BP.
Beautiful.
James can I call it PB?
PB.
PB, BP.
Peanut butter.
There you go. A21 Walk for Freedom, October 15th. Woo. Jane Sugg, thanks for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me, guys.
Beautiful. Beautiful. All right. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Plum.
Smoking in here.
Morning Invasion. 7:50. Good morning.
Oh, you guys didn't tell me today, 84
degrees.
Get out of here.
Hey, I just published all the information on the Albuquerque A21 Walk for Freedom.
Yeah.
Shout out to our girl, Jane.
Jane Sugg.
Jane.
Jane Cawthorn, bro.
No, she's married.
She was like 10.
She's married. That name, no longer.
No longer.
She's Mrs. Sugg. Yeah, thanks for coming in, Shane.
Hey, you know what? We got a real question on the live line real quick.
What's that?
It's from Wisconsin saying, hey, you guys were talking about the evils of porn. Definitely look up to you guys as mentors.
Mistake.
So here's what I'm wondering. I thought some of you guys watch Game of Thrones. How do you justify watching a show like that with that amount of nudity in it? Well, I don't.
Okay. What's that other show you watch, Steve-O?
You've been confronted.
You know the MMA fighter show? Kingdom?
Oh, Kingdom, yeah.
Oh, yeah. What about that one?
How do you justify that? Because there are dudes UFC fighting without the shirts on? Is that what you're trying to say?
No, not at all. No. I know it's in that show. So there you go. Would you like me to comment on that?
I'll tell you what. Test? No, to be honest, because I tried reading the books, and I was always told, don't ever watch the show, bro. And my wife and I tried. But it was like 40% of the show, like, because we've talked about this. You watch with your wife, and then you kind of have the wife tells you to look away, and you... And it just got to be like I was missing 40% of the show. So I was like, it's not worth it.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Yeah. Mm. I feel you.
Did we do traffic?
No.
Okay, let's do that. Did you want me to answer that text?
Because no, we just did. I don't watch it.
All right.
We don't, yeah.
But did you want me to do it?
No.
If you want to do it, you can. I don't watch either of the shows.
Let's do traffic. Traffic!
Okay, so north of the city, I-25 north at Highway 315. So way up there, you're basically in Colorado at this point. Mm. There is an accident, and north of that accident, you're down to like 5 miles per hour. I don't really know any more than that, but there's just a giant red swath on the highway, and that's where traffic has slowed down. Also, the lights are blinking, traffic lights flashing red, 2nd Street at Alameda Boulevard, and if you're west of that, then you're definitely at a standstill. There's an accident, Montgomery Boulevard at Monroe Street, and there's a lot of congestion between starting around Unser all the way to almost the Big I on 40 eastbound. I don't know if there's an accident at Unser or if it's just congestion, but it is congested. And what I'm saying when I say congested is, I mean, you just woke up, it's a Monday, and it's the dead of winter, and you got more mucus in your whole body than a swamp has lily pads. Mm. That's how congested it is.
Okay.
That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
Well, now we ran out of time. Don't have time for a Make-A-Wish story.
You did it to yourself.
Okay. Make-A-Wish. We're teaming up.
Yeah, we are.
And next Monday, we're going to be out broadcasting live, doing the morning show from 7 to 10. We're going to be at Rebel Donuts, the northeast location of Rebel Donuts in the parking lot, for Make-A-Wish. Teaming up with Dave and Buster's, they're going to be giving away some prizes. And if you come down and you donate to Make-A-Wish, we got Star Donuts and coffee for you.
Man.
And so before we go to break, Steve-O has an amazing Make-A-Wish story.
Can I just say how excited I am that we're partnering with Make-A-Wish New Mexico? They do some incredible things. And again, shout out to Rebel Donut, who are making special Star 88 donuts for this coming Monday's broadcast that you will get for free by supporting Make-A-Wish Foundation. All the details, facebook.com/star88FM. Don't cry. Alec, 8 years old. His family has a solid line of Army Rangers. However, Alec, as an 8-year-old, has cystic fibrosis. So staying healthy as possible requires a long list of medication, hours of therapy. But he's not a complainer. That's one thing that he's got going for him. The one complaint that he may have, actually, is that his condition makes it impossible for him to follow his grandfather's footsteps to be an Army Ranger. But he's already understood that and accepted it. However, Make-A-Wish Foundation, Make-A-Wish New Mexico specifically, made it possible for him to look into the life as an Army Ranger. The 75th Ranger Regiment heard about Alec through Make-A-Wish, and they personally welcomed Alec and his family to Fort Benning in Georgia to offer a glimpse into their lives and work. So
they put him through a ranger
school?
I don't know if that's okay.
Whatever, dude. That's all he's ever wanted.
They just pushed him out of an airplane? What? There he goes.
His wish was to be an Army Ranger. I mean, this is what he wanted. So he has the heart and the mind of a Ranger.
Wow.
He wanted to be an Army Ranger for the day, and that's exactly what got to happen.
He's holding a grenade.
Dude. He went from, He got to do some incredible things. Sorry. During his wish, he saw equipment demonstrations, trained alongside Rangers, even took part in a simulated rescue mission
into
a deep ravine. So they said, quote, "It was about us putting our minds to making Alex's wish come true. Rangers don't fail their Ranger buddies." That was Sergeant First Class. Wow, that's a crazy name. Without a shadow of a doubt, Alec believes with his heart and mind that he is an Army Ranger.
Patrick Crum,
he's a corporal, agreed that there was something special about participating in this particular wish, something that felt right and reminded him of being a child wanting to be an Army Ranger.
Beautiful.
Ranger said it was a humbling experience for all of us. We've been hanging out with them like they were one of the boys because that's what Rangers are all about. When Alec found out his wish would come true, he was in the middle of a tough winter health-wise. It took nearly 7 months before he was healthy enough to be able to participate in his wish. But the promise of the wish was a great motivator, and he was able to actually go out to Georgia, Fort Benning, and take part, become a Ranger for a day. And that was because of Make-A-Wish New Mexico, man.
That's
awesome. Incredible.
Some cool stories.
Stoked to be partnering up with them.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude.
100%.
Hopefully we can be a part of a story like that.
100% of the proceeds that we raise on Monday's broadcast goes to Make-A-Wish.
Yeah.
So they can do cool things.
Specifically New Mexico. So that's what makes me happy is it's staying right here in our state. Mm-hmm. NewMexico.wish.org. Actually, if you want to see some of these stories, they will make your day and break your heart. Look at this beautiful little five-year-old.
Oh,
her dream was to kiss a dolphin.
Oh,
we'll talk about that.
We'll talk about it. Next Monday, join us. Rebel Donuts, Northeast location. Teaming up with Make-A-Wish. All right. We're going to take a break. We'll be back. There's a burning passion. Fireflight. Resuscitate.
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 That's what I said. Resuscitate.
No. There was some other word that you said in there.
You said renegotiate.
Morning Invasion. Good morning. Dex, Steve-O, and Taya.
Hey.
Monday morning, September 12th, 8:03.
84 degrees. That's your high today. Traffic.
Okay, so there's an accident I-25 north at Highway 315. Maybe you make a commute to Santa Fe every day. Backed up all the way to the intersection with this road, which I can't tell what it is. I guess 550 in Bernalillo. So it's backed up quite a few miles around this accident. You guys be really careful. I've also got an accident to report. I-25 Frontage Road South at Paseo at San Francisco. And don't forget the traffic lights are blinking at Alameda and 2nd Street. Flashing red, so you're not sure what's going on there. Got an accident at Montgomery Boulevard and Monroe Street, and an accident at Wyoming Boulevard and Osuna at the traffic light. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live, that's our live line number. Feel free to shoot us a text. Or you can call us at 338-3700. Let's jump into some more headlines.
No. No. Got some random facts from Monday I need to cover. Purple Skittles are not flavored grape in other countries.
What are they?
I know what you're thinking. Oh, great!
Eggplant.
In England and Australia, they're black currant.
I was going to say black currant.
What is that?
It's like a cherry.
Never had a black currant soda?
Is that like the sea? The tide that brought the bubonic plague.
No, it's a cherry, guys.
It's a dark cherry. Stupid.
Did you guys know this? I didn't. And if you scroll back and stalk my Instagram, you'll find this out. It's illegal to take a photo of the Eiffel Tower at night.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah, okay. Certain countries. France actually catches people when they post them on social media. Did catch me. Frenchies. Can you say that?
Oh, you just did.
I don't know, man.
Maybe jump it. Certain countries don't have... I read this giant article about this the other day. They don't have the public domain thing, which is like in America here and many other countries. If you have a landmark or a building that is fixed in place, it falls under this public domain whatever for photos. That's not the exact name of it.
but it's kind of like a public domain for music. And you can just take photos and it's okay. But France is not one of those countries that honors that. So if they catch you taking a photo of the Eiffel Tower at night, they can fine you for it.
Wow.
Yeah. Pretty interesting.
Why?
Why not? I believe you mean we. A Hungarian fencer named Pál Sixrings won a bronze medal at the 1988 Olympics. Okay. Good job, Pal. Then he became disabled after a bus accident and went on to win six medals in wheelchair fencing.
That's right.
At the Paralympics. Great job,
those
pal.
Hungarians are so athletic.
That makes him the only person who's won medals at the Olympics before a disability, then at the Paralympics when he was disabled. Nothing's stopping this guy. Mm-mm. Dang.
Okay. Hungarians have rare blood, man. It's a
rare blood,
and they're very athletic and good-looking.
Zekeris.
Even though they lose their hair.
What?
Good job, pal.
Are you Hungarian?
I am.
Oh, okay.
The average person passes gas 14 times a day.
No.
Here at the Morning Invasion, this is proof that we are above average. Mm-hmm. Mary Shelley got the idea for Frankenstein from a nightmare.
Wow. Frankenstein. Which I'm really excited about, because coming up in October, Frankentune.
What?
Oh, gosh.
What is it?
I forgot.
Are we doing that?
Yes.
We can't do that.
Yeah, yes, we can.
No, we can't.
We're going to do it.
That was Buck Aaron's idea.
No, that was my idea.
I'm pretty sure it was Buck Aaron.
Nope. I love everything about that.
I own it, guys.
Always enjoyed that.
Listeners
always enjoyed
that. If you guys don't know what Frankentune is,
just going to have to stand by.
Tune in for October. I have 15 facts about classic video games that might ruin your childhood, and I'm very excited.
Oh, don't do this to me. Don't do this to me.
I've been waiting to do this to you. Okay, so your game starts messing up on the SNES, or the SNES, or the NES, old school, maybe even the Sega Genesis. Your game starts messing up. What do?
You blow in it.
You take that cartridge out, and then you...
Yep, you maybe put your finger in there and kind of just run it down.
And the theory was you're clearing the dust from the mechanical part.
That makes sense.
It does make sense.
Yeah.
It always worked.
Anyone who's ever played one of the classic 16-bit consoles can tell you that if a game started glitching out, blowing into the cartridge was the easiest way to fix it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
A small puff of air should be enough to dislodge any dust sitting inside of the cartridge. Once the game has been cleaned out, it should start working normally again.
It should.
But in reality, blowing into a cartridge does more harm than good.
No way.
Yeah, the problems arise from the moisture present in everyone's breath and the fact that the inside of game cartridges contain extremely sensitive connector pins. Normally, when a cartridge is inserted into the console, these pins serve as the main connection between the two. So if you're going...
Yeah, it always worked, though. It always worked, and I never had any of my cartridges break.
It didn't always work. The fact that the method worked is all smoke and mirrors. Pulling and reinserting the cartridges simply gave the console another chance at making a stable connection. As it turns out, there's no easy way to clean a cartridge. Simply blowing into it certainly does not help. It makes it worse. So, don't do it.
Oh, we don't have to worry about that.
The new Nintendo NX is rumored to use cartridges again.
Oh, really?
Straight up.
I thought they were doing away with that.
That actually makes me happy.
So Sega Genesis back in the day, for one thing, if you played video games at all, it meant you chose a side. You were either Nintendo or you were Sega. It was like Marvel versus DC. It was like sunshine versus rain. It was like shoes versus barefoot. It was like Steve-O versus Dex. It was incredible.
That's a good comparison.
Why do we verse?
Really? Because of you.
Yeah, you. Whatever.
What?
I am so nonchalant and lack of competition in my bones.
Why didn't you invite me over this weekend?
Okay.
See, right there. It's always a competition.
No, you guys are always in a fight.
It's the reason why I didn't invite you over for the UFC fight party.
It's okay. I was already at a barbecue.
Okay. SNES owners, the Super Nintendo, they claim that the console's improved color palette and sound chip made it the better console.
It wasn't at all.
It was the better console.
And then Sega fans cited the Genesis' more powerful hardware as proof of its superiority.
Meh.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
The Genesis's extra power was dubbed blast processing.
I like turtles.
Me too. It supposedly allowed the console to run games at a far faster clip than what Nintendo's hardware could produce. Titles like Sonic the Hedgehog simply weren't possible without blast processing. If gamers wanted to go fast, they had to buy a Genesis.
Boo.
Yeah, but you're sadly, just a little hedgehog running in circles. Yes. Nobody cares.
And
so dumb.
Blast processing wasn't really anything.
Oh, what?
And it definitely wasn't the game changer Sega purported it to be.
That's true.
While the term did refer to a technical trick designed to draw a bit of extra power out of the console, it was only used on a few select games, and it did not make really any difference. For the most part, blast processing was nothing more than a bunch of radical 90s marketing jargon. Tubular.
Somebody just chimed in and said, this news 20 years ago would have been nice.
Yeah? Well, why don't you shut up and get a time machine, jerk?
Yeah.
Coming at me strong like that, I gotta...
Boom!
Gotta respond!
Yeah.
Sonic the Hedgehog was actually inspired by another video game. That video game was Super Mario Brothers.
Of course it was!
Whoa!
Of course it was!
This was a big rivalry. Sonic versus Mario.
Yeah.
And
Mario
all
for
day.
Life, bro.
All
it
day.
Turns out...
Mario Povita.
The person that made up Sonic... His initial inspiration was Mario. He had a habit of playing through the first stage of Super Mario Brothers as quickly as possible.
Me too!
After all, players would have to clear the level regardless of their path through the rest of the game. Over time, this guy began to wonder what an entire game with a focus on completing levels quickly would look like. Eventually, that concept grew into Sonic's trademark speed.
See, I used to always time myself on how fast I could conquer Mario.
And speaking of Sonic, Dr. Robotnik, the bad guy from Sonic, was actually designed as a hero in the beginning.
Really?
Yeah. And so the character was genuinely well-designed. Much of the team grew to love the character, but Sonic was eventually selected to be Sega's new mascot over Dr. Robotnik. And they didn't want to get rid of him, so they redesigned him. They tweaked the look a little bit and made him look like a villain.
Weird.
So they still got to keep their person that they had made up that they loved. Did you guys ever see the game that came before Super Mario Brothers?
Like, no.
There was a game before Super Mario Brothers. It was called Mario Brothers.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Did you guys ever play it?
Oh, yeah, the original
A lot of
Mario
people
Brothers?
Don't even
the
know
original?
That it existed.
Yeah. Seriously, they didn't know that?
It was just like Donkey Kong.
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, okay. I know what you're talking
Mario
about.
Brothers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm,
yeah, I didn't like that game.
It was released in 1983. It featured the first true appearances of both Mario and Luigi, and it was kind of stupid.
It was.
It was extremely simple and repetitive, and I hated it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know this. I'll just go quickly. Yoshi was supposed to debut on the NES. Steve-O, you said you knew about this.
Yeah, dude. I had Nintendo Power, dog.
What happened?
I don't know.
What?
I mean, I don't know.
What do you mean? You
I just knew he was supposed to be part of the Nintendo Entertainment System. But didn't he have a Game Boy game?
I'm not sure. He was originally designed to look more like an ostrich than a dinosaur.
I like that.
But the original NES, the limited hardware capabilities, couldn't handle such complicated mechanics that would have required...
Whatever
that
joust.
Would have been required. And... Number 9, Nintendo chose not to include level creation tools in the original Legend of Zelda.
Ugh.
They had the capability to do it. They decided not to.
Glad
most of the early Final Fantasy games never made it to the United States. Thank the Lord. Older games were made harder to ensure that players kept renting them. Prime example, The Lion King.
Oh, Battletoads.
Never played that.
That game was
Battle
hard.
Battletoads.
It was really hard.
Ghost and Goblins.
Yeah, that was a hard
one. Oh, the worst.
For all you Pokemon fans out there, did you know it's possible to find Mew in Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow, the original video games? You can find him.
I still have my cartridge.
Did you find him yet?
Yes.
And speaking of Pokemon, players were originally supposed to fight Professor Oak at the end. He was the big bad in the surprise twist ending. Pokemon! The original Street Fighter was an unplayable mess. That's why the most popular Street Fighter game was Street Fighter 2.
Mm-hmm.
I always wondered that.
Yeah, original Street Fighter was terrible.
You never saw the original.
I played it.
And what would have been the biggest mistake in the Nintendo 64's life, GoldenEye was almost launched without a multiplayer feature.
Whoa!
Yeah, that would have been...
I used to love playing that.
Well, yeah.
Well, if you were in Japan, you loved it more.
Golden Guns, dog!
The Nintendo 64 could connect to the internet in Japan.
What? Oh.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
When was that? That was like late 90s?
Yeah, that was 90s.
That Joker could hop on the internet? Ridiculous.
I didn't know the internet was there.
And finally, okay. Number one, the last bit of classic video game trivia. The original PlayStation was almost a Nintendo console. And in fact, if you look it up, there are a few prototypes of the Nintendo or Nintendo-Sony partnership. And they basically look like a PlayStation and a Nintendo mixed together.
Wow.
It's crazy. And there are a few of them. And I read a story one time about a guy that found one in like his dad's attic or something, and he plugged that Joker in and played it. So it was crazy. Crazy.
If you're a gamer out there, I'm on Xbox One. T-Dexosaurus is my gamer tag.
Mm-mm. How do you spell it, though?
T-Dex-O or T-Dex-O-Saurus?
Yeah. T-Dex-O-Saurus.
Huh. Okay.
Go at me.
Okay.
We'll play.
Must be nice.
We'll game.
Okay. Haven't gamed in months. Titanfall 2 comes out this month. I kind of want to get it.
Yeah.
Oh, wait. I don't have Xbox Live anymore because I'm broke.
Hey, guys.
You know you can buy like 1 month or 2 months.
Yeah, that what a waste.
Guys, We got a text. When you have a, he's not a waste. When you have a chance, I'm driving my 4-year-old Cadence to his school. It's his birthday.
I don't know if we have time.
He loves Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Love your show.
Oh, he's 4. Come on.
Okay. Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday. Chuck E. Cheese
for my birthday.
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
Chuck E. Cheese for my birthday.
What's his name?
Cadence.
Chuck E. Cheese birthday.
Birthday.
Cadence birthday.
Chuck E. Cheese birthday.
Happy birthday, man.
Yeah.
Appreciate you, dude.
It's pretty great. Mm-hmm. Speaking of live line shout outs, we got a chime in on the live line saying, we've been at Calvary for 23 years. My son was diagnosed with cancer in January of 2013. Make-A-Wish New Mexico was such a blessing to my son and our family. So glad to hear you're partnering with them. Praise God, my son Michael is cancer-free.
Beautiful.
Thank you for that update, Elizabeth. That is amazing. Yes, we are partnering with Make-A-Wish New Mexico. I am stoked. I'm really stoked.
Yep. Man. Monday, we're going to be out doing the morning show from 7 to 10. We'll be at Rebel Donuts, Northeast Side.
Yeah.
Teaming up with Make-A-Wish, Dave & Buster's.
Yeah.
And if you donate to Make-A-Wish, we have free Star 88 donuts and some coffee for you.
I actually have a picture of what the donuts look like because I got to meet with Rebel Donut. They're making special donuts specifically for Star 88 listeners. Mm. Anybody who donates to the Make-A-Wish Foundation that morning while we're broadcasting.
Good times.
We'll be outside rocking it in the parking lot. Got some coffee, got donuts. Dave & Buster's will be there with a prize wheel. So
I love prize wheels.
Yeah? You can win like cart. I haven't been to Dave & Buster's, but I know they're going to have like those little gaming card mm-hmm, thingies. Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Morning Invasion Breakfast Broadcast. You can totally get all the details. Facebook.com/Star88FM. Stoked. So stoked.
So stoked.
Panama! Yeah.
Back to me in the newsroom. Did Hillary Clinton faint after a 9/11 memorial?
Did you guys see the video?
Yep.
No.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't.
She looks like a bobblehead.
I forgot to watch it.
Yeah. Like, it doesn't look like she's standing. It looks like Weekend at Bernie's.
Really?
Yes, full on, good. Just like...
Yeah, I did
I'm serious. I'm not being funny.
Like, they were... I guess people were throwing around her health as kind of like this whatever reason to not vote for her. But now it's like, wait, is she okay?
Right.
Well, because this video came out and they said she's been diagnosed with pneumonia and all this stuff.
She's had that cough forever. Mm-hmm. She's not doing good.
She said it was seasonal allergies because she had that coughing fit. And then turns out she's had pneumonia. She was diagnosed before that happened. Mm-hmm. And so now people are, of course, speculating like, well, why didn't she say anything before?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Let's see. We've got here. Some of Hillary Clinton's post-illness press conference. It's right here.
Good morning, everyone. I am Larry Talbot, assistant to the assistant of the Press Junket Info Committee of Verbal Runaround for the Hillary for President campaign. Yesterday, while stepping into her shuttle, some reports said Ms. Clinton looked very uneasy, queasy. Some said moving like Wheezy Jefferson. We assure you she's fine. We reported yesterday she was overheated. Then we said she was exhausted. Now we're thinking it might have been something she ate yesterday. She did have a hot dog late yesterday afternoon. Oof. With all the fixins. We at this time deny that she has influenza or pneumonia or the boogie-woogie flu. Oh. Whatever it is, it hit her like lightning. Now she is fighting. She hopes it will be soothing and everyone will start grooving and it will turn into a ballroom blitz. That's it. Thank you. No questions.
That sounded like lyrics.
There you go.
From a Ramones song.
Now we know.
Hillary was at a 9/11 memorial event in New York when she had some sort of medical episode. She had to be ushered out, but the media caught video of her being led to a waiting van outside. She did not look good in the video. She was stumbling. Just before she was helped into the van, it looks like her knees buckled. Some people even say that she actually did faint. She lost a shoe in the process.
Man, she lost her shoe?
She went to her daughter Chelsea's apartment nearby to recover. And when she left a few hours later, she looked a lot better. But she's had to cancel a trip to the West Coast where she was going to attend some fundraisers and appear on Ellen. Hillary's doctor released a statement later on saying she was diagnosed with pneumonia and put on antibiotics on Friday. And on Sunday, she just got dehydrated and overheated.
Yeah, but you just, you never know what to believe.
Well, of course. See, on the live line, somebody said, she faked it. I'm like, faked it?
Why would she fake
it?
She faked it. Yeah, that would have helped out. And on the flip side, I think I saw somebody tweet this. Okay, so she got pneumonia. Imagine what would have happened if she would have missed the 9/11 memorial.
Right.
Imagine the vitriol that would have hit the internet then.
Speaking of 9/11 memorials, did you guys see, believe it was the Cowboys game. Game of the week.
Talk about Dak.
I apologize. It was Sunday Night Football. Last night, Arizona Cardinals versus New England Patriots game. Did you see what the pregame ceremony? It was incredible.
Yeah. Really?
They had a flag cover the entire state. You know, so like 100 yards.
The flag.
Gosh, I can't remember her name who did the national anthem, but it was amazing. But George W. Bush and President Barack Obama both had words before, and it was just...
W. Bush was there?
They both took video.
Okay, because I was going to say he was in Dallas.
Yeah, it was like, on this day, you know... Oh, man. Well, you know they have these things called airplanes, right? And a flight from Arizona to Dallas is like an hour.
That's true.
John Titor told me that presidents and former presidents have teleporters.
Mm.
Oh, really?
So there you go.
Okay.
But it was really good to see ex-President W. and then President Obama talking about 15 years ago and the impact. And, man, say what you will.
Mm-hmm.
W!
It was a big weekend for news.
Yeah, and all the protesting, you know, of the national anthem. A lot of people were wondering what's going to happen because the Seahawks, there was talk that they were all going to...
The whole team
was not going to stand during the national anthem. And nothing happened, actually. They were standing and joining arms as a sign of unity during the anthem, so... I don't know if that's something that...
There were a few players who, like, raised their fists with black gloves.
Mm. Some guys from the Dolphins, they kneeled. Brandon Marshall, of course.
Yeah.
So
Marcus Peters for the Chiefs. They had said that they weren't going to do anything. So the entire team, kind of like the Seahawks, were, like, joining arms, and he was on the very end, and he pulled out black glove and raised his fist there during the national anthem. It was interesting because he thought there was going to be a lot, but what a day to kick off the NFL on 9/11. And you know.
Now, what happened with the shoes? Because I heard somebody, like a few players had these specially themed shoes they wanted to wear, and then the NFL was like, no, you can't do that or you'll get fined. And so then it was like, oh, so people can sit down during the national anthem and it's cool and it's just a protest, but then if I want to wear these shoes to commemorate 9/11, I get fined?
Well, Titans linebacker Avery Williamson came out of the tunnel wearing his custom patriotic cleats for the season opener against the Vikings on Sunday, even though they were warned that it would be a violation of uniform code. And so because of that, most people changed their mind about it. Well, he refused to change his mind about it, even though he's probably going to be fined for this. He said, quote, "I just felt like I got so much support across the country, and especially when the New York and New Jersey police union said that they would pay my fine. That meant everything to me. So I felt like if I didn't wear them, I just wouldn't have felt good about it. I felt like I had to do it just for myself and to represent the people that were lost and the people that do their jobs every day to protect us. I feel like it was just my duty," end quote. So he wore them. Titans general manager patted him on the chest during the team warmups when the linebacker was wearing plain white cleats like his teammates. But he wore the cleats out of the tunnel. And,
He said he wore the plane cleats to avoid NFL representatives approaching him before the game. So, but he wore them during the game.
A little later, we're going to talk about one more thing that freaked everybody out. Probably more so than any of the political stuff.
Okay.
It happened yesterday. Twitter blew up.
All right, when we come back, maybe some more wake-up calls. And it's Make-A-Wish Monday. Team it up with Make-A-Wish. We'll give you all the details where we'll be next Monday. We'll be back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Mourners at Ground Zero, New York, for the traditional moments of silence, tolling of bells, and hours-long reading of the names of those killed. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton taking a break from the campaign trail.
Sully's landed in the top spot at the box office.
Protests continue in North Dakota against a controversial oil pipeline.
A lot of languages are spoken at the Smithsonian.
Apollo Wap-Mah-Wap, Columbia.
The Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum adds Klingon to its French, German, Japanese, and Spanish audio tours.
In Turkey, police dispersed demonstrators in several southeastern cities. Public protests flared after the government removed 28 mayors from office by emergency decree.
A ceasefire in Syria, supposed to start, but Syrians are skeptical, especially rebel fighters. This one through an interpreter.
We're not supportive of the ceasefire at all.
And forecasters say there's no threat to land so far from Tropical Storm Orlean. The system's well out in the Pacific Ocean.
The top prize at the Venice Film Festival, The Golden Lion, has been awarded to a four-hour black-and-white film from the Philippines, The Woman Who Left.
Miss America 2017, crowned in Atlantic City.
Somebody kill that chicken!
What?
We wake up every morning and listen to this show!
Hello?
This is your Monday morning wake-up call. Good morning.
Monday morning,
good
morning. Wake-up call! Good morning.
Good morning.
Sup?
Sup?
How you doing?
Is this John Dotson, the magician?
Yep, how are you?
Oh my gosh, sleepyhead, it's time to get up!
What?
I'm already up.
No, you're not.
For the day.
No, you're not. Now you are.
John, what kind of magic do you practice? Is it comical magic, or is it the dark arts? What is it?
The dark arts.
Definitely the dark arts.
Be careful with
that stuff.
He once
grabbed me by my legs and swung me around an octagon like I was a rag doll.
Oh my god!
Hey man, it's Steve-O.
How you been?
I've been good, man. How you been?
Doing good.
Yeah.
Hey John, haven't talked to you in quite a while. So
yeah. What? He wanted a wake up call, or you're just bugging him?
Ah, he wanted a wake up call.
Uh huh.
He wanted a wake up call. Yeah. What are you doing? What are you doing right now?
We're all eating at pretty much at the table.
Oh.
I'm trying to make me some oatmeal right quick.
Well, say hi to the family.
Wow.
Oh, Chelsea.
Bugging him at the breakfast table.
How's Chelsea doing?
She says hi.
Miss her. Miss her as the front desk lady.
She says good morning, by the way.
Good morning, good morning. Hey, when are you going to come on and do the show with us? Because I know you got a fight coming up. You're pretty
quick,
right? Yes. Whenever you guys need me to.
All right,
We're
going to set something up.
Awesome.
This is, it's been too long, buddy.
Yeah, I've never met you. My name is Teo, and I've heard great things.
He is a good dude.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What lies did they tell you?
None yet.
Mm-hmm. They told me, Steve-O told me he could beat you up.
Okay, that was never
he
said.
He said, I'll prove it.
Oh,
I'll
God.
Prove it to him.
I've known John long enough that he knows I would never say something stupid like that.
Mm.
Yes, you would.
Yeah, that's true. I would. Yep. I would. Oh, man.
Well, good talking to you, John.
Have a good one.
Good talking to you guys, too. Shoot. You got to come on the radio so I can hang out with you guys.
Yes.
I'll shoot
soon.
You a text, buddy. We'll
yes,
set it up.
We will make this happen. It's got to happen soon.
Yep.
All right,
word.
Buddy. We'll see
I'm
you, man.
In.
Word.
Later.
Later.
UFC fighter. The magician, John Dotson. Probably one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet in your life.
Totes.
Oh, good morning. It is Monday, September 12th. It's Make-A-Wish Monday. Coming up on Monday, we're going to be out broadcasting live. Rebel Donuts.
I'm excited about it.
Northeast Rebel Donuts will be in the parking lot, teaming up with Make-A-Wish, Dave and Buster's. Dave and Buster's will be there giving away prizes on the prize wheel. And if you donate to Make-A-Wish, you get some Star 88 donuts and some coffee. So join us from 7 to 10 next Monday.
If you need more information, we posted an event on our Facebook, kind of throwing around the Monday mindset. Today is Make-A-Wish Monday, and we want you to be a part of this event. So all the information you need, you go to facebook.com/star88fm. It's right there at the top of the page, or at least it should be. There's donuts in the picture.
844, good morning.
High today of 84 degrees.
How are the roads out there?
Traffic! I'm going to refresh this to make sure, but it looks like we still have the light out flashing red at Alameda and 2nd Street. I don't know what's going on. Also, an accident at Wyoming and Osuna at the traffic light. We had a text come in, said Copper in Wyoming, the lights are out. I don't know what's up with that. Also, an accident at San Mateo Boulevard at I-40 at Cutler. You guys be really careful out there today. That's your look at traffic.
Traffic!
585 Live. Shoot us a text message. Say hello. Tell us about your Monday. You guys doing all right?
I'm pretty good. What about you?
I'm all right. You know, Mondays are a little weird. About it? I'm really looking forward to working out today.
Yeah, and, me too, man.
I drank so much water this weekend,
guys. You got to keep doing it.
I've been drinking 7 of these.
Nice.
16.9-ounce bottles of water every day.
Wow.
And I feel a difference.
Yeah.
Like, I feel energized. It's just weird, from drinking water.
Water.
It's crazy.
Water, guys.
Dex, that weight is just melting off of you. That bag under your eye disappeared.
Gone. Just gone.
I mean, let's not get ahead of ourselves.
No, he's looking real good. He's got a swimsuit modeling contract just kind of out there.
Endorsement deals just lining up.
It's incredible. We talked to our friend Jesse Stevo, who you've never met and never will. And Jesse's helping him out, getting him a lot of cool stuff.
Thanks, Jess.
That's the most I can say.
I know.
Turn his mic off.
Oh,
come on.
What about the deal with Ralph Lauren?
Well, they're working on that one. I talked to Ralph the other day, and he said he's talking to Jess about it. So,
what about Gucci?
Gucci, I don't know if I want to go with Gucci.
Gotcha. Hey, honestly, you'll always be my Gucci man.
All right. Thanks, man. Steve-O?
Huh? Hey.
Hey.
Hey, guys. Hey!
What have you been doing, Steve-O? Would you like to go to the gym with us today?
Sure, man. I'll be there.
Next!
Good. Why would you say that?
Shout out to Bill Peterson.
Yeah, he just texted and said, were you guys just trying to call me?
Yeah, well.
Trying to give him a wake-up call.
Trying to.
He just picked random numbers, and you're like, we're going to call these people, even though they didn't say to give him a wake-up call.
Oh, what's wrong with that, man?
Well, it's...
Who doesn't like a good wake-up call?
I called Jennifer Lawrence during the break, but that's unrelated.
Who doesn't like a good wake-up call, you know what I'm saying? All right, you guys want to jump into a letter?
Okay. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. We just got a letter. Wonder who it's from.
Your mama.
I found a new job that offers a better opportunity for my family and career.
Love it.
And I'm preparing to submit my resignation next week. My current boss is stressed and overwhelmed, and I'm afraid he won't accept it.
What?
What if he refuses to let me go? Can my boss refuse to accept my resignation is the question.
What?
Is that possible?
What if he refuses to let me go?
I'm Googling
I've
this.
Seen this on
Are
TV.
Are you serious?
I've seen this on movies where bosses go, you put in your resignation, they go, I can't accept that. I
but
won't
that's
accept
TV
that.
TV Dex.
Yeah.
They obviously get it from real life situations.
No, come
they
on.
Don't.
585 Live. I don't know. That's a question he wants to know.
So what? Okay.
Or she wants to
know. I don't know. Can my boss refuse to accept my resignation? That's the question.
That's a question.
Okay.
Let's find out. It's a good question.
You're a good question.
So, according to Google.
Google? Y'all being Googly?
Allegedly. I mean, this is just Google. Yes, they can refuse to accept it.
What?
But your resignation is still valid. So any resignation is valid from the date on the letter. So you can turn in a resignation with the date and say, hey, man, submitting my 2 weeks.
What if there's a contract in place? See, that's, I think, where things get a little iffy. Because if you have a contract and then
no.
you've signed on the dotted line saying, I'm going to work 1 year, 2 years, I'm going to work to this point.
Boom. Yeah. In certain cases, an employee who tenders a resignation can encounter an employer who has a legal and contractual right to refuse the employee's resignation. What?
Yeah, man. So you can't. Sorry. You're going to have to stay there.
Yeah, employees who are subject to the terms of an employment contract may not be able to simply terminate the working relationship. So in cases like this, an employer can refuse a resignation and remind the employee of the terms and conditions of said employment contract. That is cray-cray.
Cray-cray.
Here's the other thing you always want to remember is if you've been at a place for a while,
yeah,
you put in a lot of hard work for this company, you never want to leave on bad terms.
Yeah.
So if maybe your boss is saying, I don't know if I can accept your resignation, I don't know, you might have to work it out in a, I don't know, a way that doesn't soil other opportunities, if you will. You know, because you want to have a good reference when you go to the next job.
Yeah, you do.
You you want your bosses or boss.
Plus, they're probably all their rivals, but they're friends. You know, if you're going to go to a company that's in the same line of work, they all know each other because they're all competing. So it's not like, you know, unless they are just bitter rivals and the guy's trying to stick it to your boss. He's like, I'm going to give you a better job. Come over here. Blah, blah, blah. It's not like you could just willy-nilly be like, oh, yeah, I'm out of here. You guys suck. I'm going to go to this new job. Well, they probably know each other. So, you know, you're not going to get a glowing recommendation from that guy. He's going to be like, hey, how'd he do? And he'd be like, he just up and quit to go to your company. There's no loyalty there.
Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
Wow. I had no idea that employers could actually refuse to accept it. So, obviously, we don't have enough information. They didn't send in enough on their question. But that's, man, phone lines. Phone lines jamming. Jamming up, bro.
338-3700, or you can text us at 585-LIVE. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you doing?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good, good. Yeah, no, I was just commenting on the topic in regards to contract employment. And I actually work in the industry for staffing and professional and temporary employment. So, yeah, the reality is that depending if it's contractual, it can be, you know, they can say no, you know, and can pursue it to the court system.
But
regular at-will employment, I mean, some employers will say, no, I don't accept it because I can't, and so on and so on. But, I mean, the reality is it's at-will. So, you know, the person can quit or the other person, you know, can the employer can say, you can beg them, but there's nothing you can do. But unless they can prove the commitment or some type of agreement of employer agreement that they had, you know, because of bonuses, because of something. I mean, anything could be put past this in court of law. But yeah, you know, I've actually, you know, had a lot of companies say, no, we're not going to accept it. You know, we're going to go another route. But I mean, they throw money at them. I mean, but just like anything, you know, it's up to negotiation. And usually in some cases, it does get a little bit hairy.
Well, let me ask you this. Which companies want to throw money at me? Because I'm waiting.
Good question.
Right. I brought a baseball glove. I've got all kinds of gloves here. Just prepared to catch the money.
Well, you know, you guys do an awesome job. I'm thinking that they just throw money at you to keep you because you guys do awesome. But I mean, the reality is that you know, you do want to make yourself, you know,
irreplaceable.
Irreplaceable. Exactly. There you go. You know.
You know what? I think we're gonna turn in our resignations today.
Yep. What's your name? We want to write you down as a ref.
Yeah, Frank in Las Cruces. Yeah, all you can put me down.
Thanks,
Frank,
buddy.
Frank says we should do this.
Appreciate you, man.
All right, take care.
See you, man.
Steve-O, did you hear that?
Resignation time.
We're not leaving, guys.
Yes, we are.
As the program director, I cannot accept your resignations.
He just said, sometimes, though, this is it's a good opportunity to try to maybe get more money.
Okay.
I'm okay.
Are you okay?
Where are we going to go, you dumbs?
There's so many places we can go.
We love it here. Are you kidding me?
So many places. So many.
Right now, but I think I might legitimately get in trouble.
Yeah. Yeah, when Buck and I got fired last year, I was thinking, man, there's going to be stations just throwing themselves out.
Throwing the money!
There was three.
Oh. And they didn't throw any money!
They didn't throw any money, really. Well, actually, one did, but it was definitely a weird opportunity. Some guy who owns a radio... He owns online radio stations.
Huh.
He wanted us, which nobody's ever heard of these online radio stations before.
Yeah, but obviously.
We go into his office and he's got, our studio's nice. This was beautiful. Beautiful setup. And he said, I want you guys to take over the online station and it'll be Buck and Dex 24/7. And
nobody
whatever you sell, we split it 50-50 down the middle. But nobody really listens to these internet. Nobody knows about them. So we basically turn into salespeople. So it was kind of one of those things where I was like, well, I guess the opportunity for us to make money's there. But
did he frame it like this? So look, you guys are going to come in. You're going to pitch this to other people. And what you'll do is you'll pitch it to other people who will eventually come under you.
Yeah.
And then they'll start pitching it to other people.
Yeah. Pretty much.
And so then once you get 16 people under you,
exactly.
It splits your profit. And
absolutely.
So then you go up a level.
Yeah. Syndication, all that.
Syndication.
Yeah. So it was a little weird, strange, but it was definitely one of those opportunities where we're like, this could turn out to be really great or definitely just kill us.
But isn't that how life is, Dexter?
Because with our contracts that we had, you know, with our severance, that would have came into factor where we probably wouldn't have gotten our severance anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
It was a risk, and we didn't take the risk, and I'm glad we didn't. Because
I'm glad you didn't,
here.
Too.
But
yeah. I'd have been so sad. Steve-O would have been sad.
I'd have cried a lot.
He would have cried a lot.
I am in talks with two other stations right now.
Okay, shut up. No, you're
not.
You wish.
I'll turn in my resignation. Do I turn it into you, Steve-O, or to Daniel? Uh-huh.
Yeah,
or
good luck with that, man. I refuse. I do not accept.
You won't accept my resignation?
I will not accept your resignation. You're stuck with this, buddy. Forever.
It's not true.
Yeah.
Someone said on the live line, read the fine print.
Yeah.
It's always good to read the fine print.
Here at Star 88, we have what is called the number of completion contract. So 7 years minimum.
7 years?
Yeah.
7 years.
I didn't read the fine print.
You should have read that, man. Seven years minimum.
Wait, I didn't sign anything.
No, you did.
No, I didn't.
You did. I mean, they made me.
Did
they
scan
my
eye? Did they sign something?
They do a scan on your eye?
Yeah, that's it. So
they took a DNA swab.
Pretty much.
It's better than my last job. My last job made me put this weird chip in my wrist.
Okay.
But it's pretty neat. Like,
like
at certain places, I can, like, buy stuff.
That's studio at star88.fm. They were laughing about the rapture and the mark of the beast, and that's just not very Christ-like.
Well, thanks for writing in. Can my boss refuse to accept my resignation? Well, the answer is yes, they can.
Read the fine print, dog.
Depends on your contract.
Coming up, we got to talk about some local New Mexico firefighters and what they did yesterday to commemorate 9/11.
Awesome. And Make-A-Wish Monday.
We've got
another great story. What Make-A-Wish New Mexico is doing. We'll be right back. Philmont. My Hippocratic Oath. Star 88. Dex, Steve-O, and Tail. Morning Invasion. Good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Hey.
Just glad you're here.
Hi. Hello, everyone. My name is Tao, and I am also here.
It's good to have you here, Tao.
Thank you.
Good to have you here.
Glad you're hanging
out. I will be leaving soon. Making my way into Plan B.
Oh, that's a lie, actually.
No, I'm going to.
Is this your resignation?
Yeah, I've decided to sail a big old schooner out into the Pacific Ocean to die. I will shipwreck on a deserted island. Then I will open an island resort casino.
Why does your resignation say, hand over the cash or I'll stab you?
Turn it. That's flip it. It's the other side.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Sorry. That I use the other side for other things.
All right. Your last day of work is at 10 a.m. today.
Nice.
If you do not receive more money,
it's a 2-week notice.
10:05 a.m.
You know what? I gave you the wrong one. Here. This is my resignation. It's on this plate.
Okay. Gotcha. Let's see. All the buildings in Albuquerque should be leveled.
Wrong plate.
Okay.
Wrong plate. This plate. Actually, this card.
All right. Detonators will be at the southeast.
Still, again, this is none of this is mine.
Okay.
This is all Steve-O stuff.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Good times.
You are.
9:05. Good morning.
High today of 84 degrees.
Traffic. All right, guys. North of the city, I-25 north at Highway 315. To be exact, there was an accident that happened at about 7:20. It's still causing headaches out there. Watch out for it and be very careful. We've also got an accident, and the two right lanes are blocked. I-25 north at Avenue Cesar Chavez, exit 223. There's stop-and-go traffic. You can expect delays up to 5 minutes. And we got a text on the live line that says, downtown on Lomas, within 3 blocks of each other, there were 2 people hit by cars just in the last 20 minutes.
Oh, my gosh.
Crazy. I don't know what's going on. You guys be really careful out there this morning. That's your look at traffic.
Yeah, no kidding.
Traffic!
Be very, very careful. It's crazy out there. We're teaming up with Make-A-Wish. Make-A-Wish New Mexico. And next Monday, we're going to be out at the Rebel Donuts, Northeast Rebel Donuts.
Mm.
And we want you to come and hang out with us.
Yes.
While we do the show from 7 to 10.
Just love that.
And if you'd like to make a donation to Make-A-Wish, we're going to hook you up with some Star 88 donuts.
Yep.
And some coffee.
Yep. Also a spin on the prize wheel, courtesy of Dave and Buster's.
I love spinning wheels.
You do. You
I don't
do
care.
It every morning.
What's up for grabs? I'll spin a wheel any day.
He'll spin a wheel 9 times out of 10, and he wins that wheel every time.
Mm-hmm. So Make-A-Wish New Mexico does some incredible things. Steve-O?
Man, maybe you're a 5-year-old girl named Allie. You've lived in Albuquerque your whole life, so you haven't really had a chance to see many beaches or any marine life. Well, Allie, look at this photo, guys.
Oh, precious.
She's 5 years old, and her wish was to go to Hawaii to kiss a dolphin.
What?
Be blessed.
Allie and her family spent an entire week on the beaches of Oahu. They built sandcastles and attended a luau, toured volcanoes. Most importantly, Allie's special day came when she suited up, got into the water with bottlenose dolphins, and her dream really came true when the instructor showed her how to place her hands so that the dolphin would swim up to her and kiss her right on the cheek. If you go to newmexico.makeawish.org, there's actually a beautiful photo
beautiful.
Of this little beautiful. This little girl.
Oh, there
about
is.
This dolphin sound you've just found.
So she returned from her wish after her 6th birthday, and for her 6th birthday, in lieu of gifts, this little girl asked her family and friends for money to donate back to Make-A-Wish.
Sweetheart.
She said she had such a memorable time that she wanted to ensure other kids could be granted wishes as amazing as the one she had. And this is why we are doing what we're doing, partnering up with New Mexico Make-A-Wish. Gosh, there's so many stories, and I'm like, I want to read this, but I just... Maybe I shouldn't. We got a few, man. Look at this photo. Troy Polamalu right there.
Man.
That is Pittsburgh Steelers. That's Roethlisberger just kicking it with Matthew.
Matthew wanted to meet them?
Yeah. He's from Las Cruces, New Mexico. He wanted to travel to Pittsburgh to see his favorite team, the Steelers, play. That's what he wanted. He's a Steelers fan. Wanted to see them battle the Ravens. They were originally scheduled to fly out in 2011, but due to the medical condition at the time, his air travel was inappropriate. So he had a couple choices. He could cancel his wish, try for later, hope for postseason play, or take a train.
Ooh.
Well,
come on now.
Train? Who's going to cancel when you could take a train?
Take a train!
So they boarded an Amtrak, traveled for more than 38 hours to watch the Steelers play.
Whoa, that's a long
time. He got
train.
To see the Steelers, meet the players, attend a practice, watch
that's
a
cool.
game. Yeah.
I've never been on a train.
Dude,
too.
Oh, you haven't? They're actually, I thought it was fun. I went to Anaheim once.
The only train I've ever been on, you had to like literally run into a wall to get on it. And then when you got on that train, this lady pushed around a cart that had all these fun snacks and stuff.
That's Harry Potter.
But some of the frogs were covered in chocolate, and they would move.
Matthew's Wish was sponsored by the local Pittsburgh Steelers fan club here in Albuquerque, the Steel City Mafia. And so they were raising funds for his trip to make it out there to see the Steelers. It's really cool to see these Make-A-Wish New Mexico kiddos. Now, some of them obviously don't share their story necessarily. They just have thank yous and whatnot because some of them have these debilitating illnesses that, you know, they're very personal. And yet, Make-A-Wish New Mexico, they do so many things in our community for so many children who... And they want to provide an opportunity. They want to provide this wish. So we're excited. We're teaming up. This Monday, we'll be broadcasting live from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. outside of the Rebel Donut on Wyoming, hanging out. And like you said there, Data, if you support Make-A-Wish Foundation, the Rebel Donut there has been kind enough to donate these star donuts.
Beautiful.
So you get a free donut. You'll get some coffee.
Beautiful.
Dave and Buster's will be there rocking a prize wheel for everybody. That's totally, it's all free. So come on out and say what's up to us. Stoked.
Good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, so I just wanted to share, because you're talking about, you know, Make-A-Wish stories. My cousin, who since passed away, he had muscular dystrophy, so he was part of the Make-A-Wish deal. And his wish was just to go to a POD concert. He was a big POD fan. And they got him tickets, they got him backstage passes, and POD actually found out about it. And I was over there hanging out at the house, and all of a sudden a big tour bus showed up, and POD showed up to his house.
Wow.
And they hung out with us. They did a small backyard concert type of deal.
Wow.
And
that's cool.
What was very moving was his younger brother, who was just a baby. Doctors thought that he had muscular dystrophy, but they didn't know yet for sure. So Sonny, the lead singer, actually picked up, you know, Antonio was his name, picked him up and went to the corner room and just sat there and prayed over him for like a good solid 20 minutes, praying for him and hoping that he didn't have muscular dystrophy and stuff like that, and just prayed over him for a good while. And that was very moving and very cool.
No kidding, man. Oh.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I love hearing stories like that.
Yeah.
Very cool, man.
All right. Have a good day.
Thanks for sharing that.
Yeah.
On a Make-A-Wish Monday.
You had a chance to take part in something with Skillet one time.
Well, it was a little different than the Make-A-Wish thing. I mean, yeah.
Tell us about it, Dex.
Oh, John from Skillet. He had the experience of a lifetime. Let me tell you about it.
What happened?
Would you say it was your worst radio experience ever? Or
It was a combination of the greatest and the worst, all combined into one package. Here's what happened. We gave away a big Super Bowl-like giveaway where a listener could win like a 60-inch flat-screen TV to watch the Super Bowl. You got food. I mean, it was like the ultimate Super Bowl party package. And so a listener won, and Skillet was playing. So Buck and I were doing a broadcast at the Skillet Show, and so we're hanging out with John, and we were like, oh, man, we have to go do this, deliver this big Super Bowl package to a listener. You want to come with us? And he's like, yeah, sure. So jump in the car. We head over to the apartment building and knock on the door. We had everything. We had the big screen. We had all the party supplies.
It was legit.
As they open the door, a cloud of cigarette smoke just about knocks us over.
Are you Dex?
And there's...
Hey, guys, come on in.
This
is my husband.
Yeah, there's
then John Cooper was like, good to meet you. Oh, what's up?
Where's Rachel?
There's the wife and the, you know, she's smoking a cigarette, holding the baby, and there's the husband wearing, you know, the Denver Broncos.
Smoking a cigarette, holding a baby.
Oh, yeah. And there's grandma in the kitchen smoking a heater, and it was just like you could barely breathe. But they were so excited, and we go, we'd like to introduce you to John. He's from Skillet, and they didn't know who he was. And John just sat there, and it was very uncomfortable after that. But John was – he was very gracious and very nice, and we actually hung out for about 30 seconds.
He's a nice guy.
And left.
He's really sweet. That's not true. You hung out
for – we hung out for a little bit longer. But that's pretty amazing. They were a really nice family, and the living room was decked out in Denver Broncos gear.
Dex, you know they're listening, and ashtrays they just got everywhere. So embarrassed.
There was about 10 kids in a one-bedroom apartment.
No, come on, stop man. It.
Yep.
Gosh.
Calm it down.
Well, that's
now.
True. It was. That's what the scene was like.
Yeah.
I mean, it was crazy. It was.
I remember when that happened to you, and I was in tears at the time. And then I thought, I was like, you know what? Good on Dexter and John Cooper from Skillet, because you guys made them feel very special.
Yeah, we did. They loved it, and they had a good time. And I mean, I think the husband was just really excited that he upgraded from a 15-inch to a 60-inch high-def flat-screen TV.
15-inch tube, black and white.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing. So we're talking about all this Make-A-Wish stuff, but yesterday was 9/11.
Oh, man.
And I know you have a local story
to
share about what some of the local firefighters did. But this is actually a pretty cool story. Somebody posted a picture of this guy, this firefighter. This guy was working out at the gym on 9/11 in his full firefighting gear. And he was on the treadmill. Check out this picture. There he is on the treadmill. So you're at the gym and you see a firefighter on the treadmill. Well, what is he doing? Well, he's there because he wanted to climb 110 sets on the Stairmaster, his full firefighting gear for the people that lost their lives during the September 11th attacks. And they said the gym was almost empty, so he wasn't doing it to make a statement or to be all flashy or do a public spectacle. He wanted to do it for the victims of 9/11. Someone shot a photo, went viral on Facebook, and it's just amazing to see the different people stepping up to do stuff like that, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. Dude, not only did he do that, but in Albuquerque, 50 firefighters. They climbed the U.S. Eagle building for a total of 110 stories
for
the same way. They wanted to commemorate their brothers and sisters' sacrifice. They wore all their gear. They said the gear was heavy on their bodies, but not nearly as much as what was going through their minds. Albuquerque firefighter Chuck Cogburn talked to KOAT7, said, "I'm sure a lot of them realized they weren't going home that night, but they kept going, and that's what a firefighter does." He actually organizes the stair climb every year, said he was glad to see more climbers and spectators every year. It's their own little way of remembering, as a fire family, what happened 15 years
incredible,
ago, man.
Yeah, firefighters want to honor those firefighters that were there on 9/11 who ran up 110 flights of stairs at the World Trade Center to save people's lives. It's amazing.
Man. To the 343 firefighters, we will never forget, a firefighter said over the radio. As we know, 3,000 people were killed that day, including 343 firefighters who ran into the World Trade Center's Twin Towers in New York. It was incredible to see the patriotism again yesterday because, you know, whether you agree with Colin Kaepernick or not, it is pretty profound that we live in a nation where we have these freedoms because there are brave men and women who are willing to give up their freedoms, willing to sacrifice everything because they so greatly believe in freedom itself, you know. So, yeah, it was very moving yesterday, many times, seeing the many different things. As mentioned, Sunday Night Football, they had former President George W. Bush and current President Barack Obama share a little. And just, man, incredible.
Moving.
Yeah,
appreciate,
absolutely moving.
Appreciate all the men and women who fight for our country, the firefighters, the police, all of you guys.
Man, can you imagine, like... It was like when those firefighters and police officers, when they ran back into the towers, they weren't just, you know, like they were going in there to save whoever they could. But it was like one of the boldest pictures of saving our freedoms, you know, in that moment.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty crazy.
It is, man. Can't imagine. Yeah.
Muchos respect.
Beautiful.
I like that.
Beautiful, guys. All right.
We're going.
Where?
To the 9/11 memorial.
Yeah. Our friend Sam and Nikki, they were there yesterday.
I know. I saw Nikki. She was live at one point on Facebook, and she was right there at the memorial, and it was so cool to see it.
Mm-hmm. All so, the names. Like thousands of people, too, just gathering around.
It's so pretty.
If you don't already follow us on Facebook, facebook.com/star88FM. Tao and I will be going to New York in less than a month, actually, 3 weeks from now. And we'll be doing some Facebook Live stuff. I'm sure there's a few sites that we're going to visit, that being one of them.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Make sure you get over to Facebook.
Some incredible stories, man.
Dude.
You know.
Yeah, bro.
You know what I say? Why stop there?
Okay.
Why stop there when there's so many amazing things happening? Let's talk about this guy in Chicago named Fidencio. Fidencio Sanchez. Fidencio makes about 50 bucks a day pushing a cart around and selling popsicles. Oh, did I mention? Fidencio is 90. Fidencio still hasn't retired.
Wow.
He still just pushes his little popsicle cart around at the age of 90. Apparently, he tried to stop about 2 months ago and was planning to take it easy. But then his wife got sick, and unfortunately, their daughter passed away.
Oh.
So they needed the money. But the owner of a Mexican restaurant saw him out on the street last week and bought 20 popsicles just to give him an extra 50 bucks.
Wow.
Well, then as he was sitting there with Fidencio, he heard his story. Decided that 50 bucks, that's just not enough. So he started a GoFundMe page on Friday to raise $3,000. And in one day, how much do you think he raised?
Oh, man.
Just in one day.
Well, you're talking about like an old dude.
90 years
super,
old.
Super sweet
let,
story.
Let me show you a picture here of Fidencio.
Oh.
He's 90.
I thought
pushing...
it was Fabricio.
No, it's Fidencio.
That's Fidencio.
There he is, pushing his cart at 90, just selling
popsicles.
I'll
give him all my money right now. So I'm willing to bet he made like 10 grand.
Yeah, the goal was 3,000. You say 10 grand?
Yeah.
50.
100 grand. 100 grand.
Gosh.
$100,000.
No way.
As of last night, it was up on over 130,000, which is more than Fidencio could make if he sold popsicles every day for the next 5 years. So I guess he could probably retire now. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but what happens if he lives to be 100?
It's up to 130 grand. Did you say that?
Yeah.
That's nuts.
Beautiful.
Oh. And people are still giving to it?
People are still giving to this. It's crazy, guys. It's crazy. The goal was $3,000. Yeah, $130,000 as of last night.
Man.
That picture is just insane. I mean, think about that.
Pushing a cart.
There's so many just like Fidencio out there. You know, probably even older. That, can you imagine?
90. I can't imagine because we took up a trend radio. We're going to be working odd jobs like that.
It's at 145 now.
145?
Yep.
That guy's going to be a millionaire by the end of the week.
It's been no, that's still like about a tenth of the way there.
He made that in a day.
2 days. 2 days.
Yeah. He's gonna be worth a fortune. Well, he already is, but he's gonna be rolling in his Bentley later on this week.
No, he is not.
Come on, let's get him a Bentley. Let's get him a mansion on the mountain.
He doesn't need a Bentley.
Come on, he's 90. He's never experienced luxury. Let's get him some gold toilets.
Gosh.
Pretty awesome, man. Pretty cool.
This is a reason number 493 why I'm excited that we're teaming up with Make-A-Wish New Mexico. Because that is an incredible story. And I'm glad that he was able to get the funds for that. But then I look at stories like that versus stories like, man, children with terminal cancer. You know, and it's like, let's do something.
I thought you were
going
to try to one-up Fidencio's story.
I'm not trying to one-up it. I'm just saying, it's always amazing where it's like, there was this homeless dude. He just made $250,000 on. But then you look at what's happening right now with this partnership with Rebel Donut, Dave & Buster's, and the local Make-A-Wish New Mexico. And they're just trying to raise like 10 grand. 100% of the proceeds benefit Make-A-Wish New Mexico. I think they were like a third of the way there.
Yeah.
It's like, come on, man! We can do better!
Yeah, we can.
This
Monday
is
morning,
why we're teaming up!
Our goal is $550,000 on Monday
morning. That just went steep.
Well, we do want you guys to consider helping out. All the info is available at our Facebook.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're going big, guys, right out the gate.
It's a hefty goal. I feel like maybe we should dial it back just a touch so we may not be disappointed.
530,000.
Okay.
Make-A-Wish Monday. That's awesome.
Oh, man.
Some good stories, guys.
Yeah.
All right, we'll wrap up the show when we come back. Yay. And we'll finish out our headlines, and we'll do another Make-A-Wish story when we come back.
The Morning Invasion with Dax, Steve-O, and Tao.
We are back.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Hey! What's going on in the news today?
Mourners at Ground Zero, New York, for the traditional moments of silence, tolling of bells, and hours-long reading of the names of those killed. Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton taking a break from the campaign trail.
Sully's landed in the top spot at the box office.
Protests continue in North Dakota against a controversial oil pipeline.
A lot of languages are spoken at the Smithsonian.
Apollo Wapmahwap, Columbia.
The Smithsonian's National Air and Space Museum adds Klingon to its French, German, Japanese, and Spanish audio tours.
In Turkey, police dispersed demonstrators in several southeastern cities. Public protests flared after the government removed 28 mayors from office by emergency decree.
A ceasefire in Syria, supposed to start, but Syrians are skeptical, especially rebel fighters. This one through an interpreter.
We're not supportive of the ceasefire at all.
And forecasters say there's no threat to land so far from Tropical Storm Orlean. The system's well out in the Pacific Ocean.
The top prize at the Venice Film Festival, The Golden Lion, has been awarded to a four-hour black-and-white film from the Philippines, The Woman Who Left.
Miss America 2017, crowned in Atlantic City.
The big news with the iPhone 7 is that there's no headphone jack. But get ready, because Apple is about to get rid of so much more. Introducing the iPhone 7 with no numeric keypad. You won't know who you're calling.
Hello?
Or who's calling you.
Hello? Is this Timmy?
Your social circle will expand instantly, because when you try to call mom, you might wind up calling a remote fishing village in Sri Lanka.
Donde los hermanos de los muertos con queso.
There's also the new iPhone 7 SE with no touchscreen, and a version of Siri with zero artificial intelligence. Just smack it against your head in frustration.
Of course I can help you with that, Dr. Broccoli Face Nuts.
The new iPhone 7s from Apple, makers of the new numeric keypad app, touchscreen app, and Siri app. All available in the App Store for $99.95 each.
Can't wait.
Oh, man.
9:36, good morning.
High today, 84 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Let's take a look at the road.
Sorry. North of the city, there's an accident. The right lane's blocked. I-25 north at Highway 315. Still a lot of mess up there. Just updated this accident information about 10 minutes ago, and it's still a mess. You guys look out for that. Also, in the heart of the city, I-25 north at Avenue Cesar Chavez, expect some delays. Stop and go traffic because of an accident. The two right lanes are blocked. You guys be very careful this morning. That's your look at traffic.
585 Live, shoot us a text if you'd like. Country parody called I Think My Dog's a Democrat has gotten over 2 million hits on YouTube.
Oh, I hate my life.
I think my dog's a Democrat.
Play it.
Well, I think my dog's a Democrat. And it breaks my heart to have to say an ugly thing like that. But there's a big old
this hurts my soul.
Evidence that all points towards the fact
my dog's a Democrat.
My dog might be a Democrat.
What do you do with a dog that's a Democrat?
Stop it right now.
What do you do?
This is the stupidest thing.
You give it
we
food.
We are officially out of ideas.
Someone else.
No way, man.
Officially out of ideas.
You know, what if your dog is a Democrat? The question is, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? And then you got to think, well, what if my dog is voting for Trump?
I think my dog is voting for Trump. He's always barking. He never shuts up. While at the dog park, he tried to keep out an Afghan. I told him dogs can't be Muslim, so that Afghan's no Taliban. I think my dog is voting for Trump. And I think my dog is voting for Trump.
This is the stupidest song I've ever heard.
Got into it with the Chihuahua. I told him he's of Mexican descent, but he was born in America. I think my dog is voting for Trump.
Oh, he might be.
He's old and wide and kind of dumb. That's why I think my dog is voting for Trump. And I think my dog is voting for Trump.
How many gajillion fans do these guys have?
Well,
I should put him to sleep.
500 million.
Because I think my dog is voting for Trump.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Beautiful.
There it is, right there, guys. Doesn't get any better.
Well, that is the creepiest baby
Thank you, Brody.
I've ever heard. Mm-hmm.
In pet news, two Rutgers law professors are calling for the abolishment and end of pet ownership. Plus, zoos, aquariums, and using animals for food altogether. Time to abolish the ownership of pets, or, quote, animal slaves, mm-hmm. as two Rutgers law professors call them. They do not belong in our world, irrespective of how well we treat them. One guy's name is Gary Francion, and one is Anna Charlton. They both say, we control their lives forever. Charlton and Francione, who own six rescue dogs themselves, argue that pet ownership, animal domestication, zoos, aquariums, and the eating of animal products must be done away with because these violate the fundamental rights of animals. And they don't mean, quote, animal rights, as it's usually thought of, but something much closer to human rights, comparing humanity's use of animals to slavery,
oh, gosh.
In which animals are property and, as such, can never truly have rights. Quote, animals have a moral right not to be used exclusively as a human resource. Substantially, all of our uses of animals must be abolished. They say we must stop breeding pets as even the most well-treated poodle is still property and therefore has no rights. The killing of animals for meat is also no different than reviled sports like dog fighting. In both cases, animals are harmed simply for human enjoyment. And they note a vegan diet is perfectly healthy for humans. Even if laws were created and enforced to require pets to be treated as close to humans as possible, then that takes away the right of people to breed more of them. As it is, the current treatment of pets would be considered, quote, torture, were they humans.
This is a nightmare.
They have full piece, and I will read it in its entirety right now.
Okay.
You guys want to hear it?
Nope. Good, man. I'm so good.
Dex, how do you feel? To get rid of Vader?
Yeah, I'm just trying to think. Well, if I get rid of Vader, where does he go? Does he just go out into the wild?
Yeah, he's going to be a wild pug.
Set him free? I mean, I don't think he's going to live very long if we just set free all of our dogs and cats.
I'll tell you who would live forever is Panda. That cat is terrifying. She loves me, so it's all good.
Yeah,
Beans, on the other hand, man, I'd be worried about that sweet little dude.
Yeah, whatever it takes.
Beans, if you're listening. Love you. Panda, I love you too. I'm intimidated by you, and that's where my love comes from. Also, hey, Dawn and Johnny. Let's see. The biggest thing yesterday on 9/11 might not have been all of the commemorations or, the shows of patriotism through all of our country, if Twitter is to be believed, because what the biggest thing on Twitter yesterday was the fallout from ESPN's fantasy football app not working.
Dude, do you guys play fantasy football?
No, I used to.
I didn't get anything this year. I didn't sign up for Stevens League.
It was crazy. Like the first 10 hours of the day, completely down.
Yep.
On opening day,
what'd you guys do?
Well, I didn't care because I play Yahoo as well, so
Yahoo!
I was fine. And I was watching actual football, so I knew I was doing pretty good, man. Doing pretty good.
Yeah. The most ironic thing about this is that it happened, like, in 2014.
Really?
Same thing. ESPN apologizes for fantasy football outage during Week 1 games. This is September 7th, 2014.
It's probably because so many people are on it.
That's what I think. The service just crashed. Yeah.
Here's the announcement from ESPN Fantasy Sports. We are aware of the current technical difficulties. We apologize for the inconvenience and are working to resolve the issue ASAP.
More broadband, you know what I'm saying?
There are some hilarious tweets that fired across the internet because of all of this.
Well, it was unreal that that was the focus. Yeah.
Man.
ESPN got ripped a few different ways yesterday. Jack Del Rio, the head coach of the Raiders, he made a controversial slash gutsy call at the end of the game yesterday against the New Orleans Saints. They were down 7. They charged down the field with like 40 seconds to go, score a touchdown, and instead of going for one, he decides, we're going to go for two, buddy! Well, ESPN Stats and Info decided to tweet out, based on ESPN's win probability model, the Raiders had a 51% chance to win if they kicked the PAT, point after touchdown, or 40% chance it went for two. Yeah, it worked, but was going for two the right call for the Raiders? And it's like, well, yeah, they won, dude. So Jack Del Rio, who is now, tweeted ESPN yesterday and said, good thing ESPN isn't coached the Raiders. Boom!
Boom!
Yeah, they won. Which I was very happy about because they beat the Saints in New Orleans. Saints happen to be in the NFC South along with the Bucks. We are currently the only team with a win in that division.
Love you.
You could say that the Bucks are the division leaders. I'm just going to keep clapping.
I don't know how I'm supposed to feel when you and Steven fight.
Oh, well, there's no fighting.
Yes, there is.
There's no fighting.
They
They
yell at each other.
He was rooting for the Bucks yesterday because we were playing Atlanta, also in the division. He believed that they were going to be.
Oh, what does Steven know?
They were going to be a more difficult opponent. Apparently not, because we won, guys. We won.
All of Steven's life is a symphony of
Los Angeles. Atlanta, you terrible football program, you.
Yeah. Who are the Buccaneers?
Okay, you guys need to leave.
A woman in Philadelphia was walking down the street last Monday when a bird dropped something on her, as birds are wont to do. But this dropping wasn't your normal bird dropping.
Within a few seconds, I was slammed in the face with something. I think it might have been head, face, and neck because I smelled so bad afterwards.
Well, apparently, a bird had a fish in its beak or its feet and dropped it right on its head. I immediately freaked out and fell to the ground. I was really upset, actually. I was pretty hysterical. I think that of all things to happen, like, it was traumatic at the time, but it's funny, and there's just so many worse things and so many bad things that happen. I'm more likely to get struck by lightning than get hit by a fish falling from the sky.
It actually means you're going to live long and prosperous.
No, it does
many,
not.
Many children.
No, it does not. That is so stupid.
It tells me that animals do, in fact, have rights, and they are already out to get us. So take that, you crazy professors from Rutgers.
Maybe the bird just wanted to feed you. He was laying down his meal for you.
Maybe the bird, in the ultimate state of irony, as a statement, was dropping a catfish on a human. Think about it. People take care of cats and fish so much more, whatever, than they do birds. And this bird was taking revenge out on humanity.
What?
It's pretty crazy. These are volatile times, guys. Even the birds are getting political.
They are.
And you know what? That's why I always say politics is for the birds. Because it is. And this bird proved it. On Ellen today, Ryan Lochte discusses his suspension.
So they just, I think they just announced today that that you have a 10-month suspension. You can't swim. I mean, you can swim. You just, if you're swimming, they're not going to come get you out of the water. But you can't. You can't compete at all for 10 months, right?
Yeah. You know, I've been swimming my entire life, and I've never taken a break. And for someone telling me that I can't do something that I've been doing my entire life, I mean, it's heartbreaking. And it stinks. But, you know, I definitely know there's so much more I want to accomplish in the sport of swimming. So I do know that I'm still going to be training. And when I do come back, I'm going to be definitely a better swimmer and a better person.
Good. Well, that's good to hear.
Beautiful.
How do you just not laugh in his face?
Beautiful.
Oh, man.
It's not like he's going to miss the Olympics next time.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, he's got plenty of time. It would be really interesting to see him jump in a pool and then these, like, Olympic cops come out of nowhere and say, get out of the pool! Someone in Tennessee recently rescued an abused dog that hadn't had a haircut in 6
years.
Look at this, Steve-O.
They had to cut off 35 Aww. Pounds of hair.
Look at all that hair.
Poor dude.
35 pounds of hair.
That's
crazy.
Yeah.
Poor animal.
He's so hot.
That poor animal, he's so hot right now.
He's like the size of a grizzly bear.
It's really
gross.
And he's
a chihuahua.
Poor thing. Wait, that's not a chihuahua. What is it? It looks like a chow.
It does.
Okay, I just read the best thing I've read in months. According to sources, around 8 a.m., this individual told an Uber driver to take her to The Gathering, a dance club downtown. But the driver dropped her off somewhere else. This is a real story.
Real story.
Which was just beginning a different kind of service. As the person saw the fog billowing out of the building and the laser lights dancing around the room, she figured she was in the right place. Began getting her dance on. That's what I'm talking about. 8 a.m. in the morning, Steve-O.
Just getting her dance
8
on.
8 a.m. Get your dance on at any time.
I mean, why not?
Early a.m. dancing well, is I mean, pretty why legit. Not?
Gathering, are you ready to rock? Said the leader on stage,
generating loud cheers from the audience, especially from this lady. Congregants didn't realize anything was amiss for some time, as this lady's wild dancing and trance-like state weren't so different from most of the regulars in attendance. One person said, I just thought the spirit had really, really baptized her this morning at church.
This can't be real.
It's real.
Are you sure? Are you sure this didn't come from the Babylon Bee?
I was going to say.
She said, not like that boring run-of-the-mill baptism when you get saved, but like really baptized.
Oh my gosh.
And as the drugs began to wear off of Miss Wilson, the lady who was at the wrong place at the wrong time, she reportedly noticed the stainless steel cross hanging from the rafters. And in a moment of terror, realized she was actually in a church service, not at The Gathering, the club downtown. Causing her to bolt out the main door, she reportedly called another Uber driver to take her home.
Okay.
I don't know if this is real.
There's no way.
Dude, your wife shared that.
Yeah, oh, it's from the Babylon Bee.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it's like the Christian Onion. Of course it's funny. It's not real news.
Yeah.
You just hosed us. We were like a reputable news source until just now.
This is not a real story, but it is an interesting commentary.
It is.
It's real, guys.
It's basically like
it's a real story.
The Onion.
It's real.
If you love Jesus.
It really happened.
Would it be the fig?
Oh, gosh.
Bible joke.
I think it's funny.
I curse that
It's
joke.
Funny.
You're not the Lord.
Have you ever panned for gold?
Mm.
I mean in a real sense, not a metaphorical one.
I love panning for gold.
What?
I'm a gold finder.
Panner. An unemployed amateur gold prospector was panning for gold in a creek near Jamestown, California. Found a little nugget of gold.
Oh, look at that nugget.
A big nugget of gold.
That's a giant gold nugget.
Oscar Espinosa found a chunk of raw gold the size of your palm.
Look at that thing.
Weighing 18 ounces. He was at a place called Gold Prospecting Adventures, one of those joints where you rent a pan for $5 an hour and you try to strike it rich. On their website, they look like they offer gold panning expeditions to school groups, focus on education, as opposed to a stop-in and strike-it-rich experience. But Oscar had a different experience. It's unclear if he was participating in one of their little prospecting adventures or just panning for gold in the same area where the business takes the tourists. Still, pretty cool. The nugget is shaped like a T-bone steak, estimated to be worth over
$70,000. Good for that guy.
Dude.
Good for him.
That's what I'm saying. That's what
Come
I'm saying.
Come on and get my gold on the ceiling. I'm all right. Just a matter of fact. On the ceiling.
Tell him, Dick.
All right. Got my gold now.
That's pretty good, man.
Thanks, man.
I thought that's how you were going to carry us out. I was like, that was a really good ending.
I did, too. Then I saw that we have time.
I love all those gold shows. Gold Rush? Why are you laughing at me?
I love you.
Alpine Gold.
Is there more than one?
There's real shows?
Yeah. Heck yeah, on Discovery Channel.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
Wow.
There's so many.
Okay.
I'm telling you, one of these days, I'm moving to Alaska, guys. The northern frontier.
You're not going anywhere.
I'm gonna.
How many, for real, how many gold shows do you want?
There's probably three or four.
Really?
Jungle Gold.
Jungle Gold?
Yes.
You can find gold in the jungle?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Yeah, man.
I just watched Jungle Book, so I'm prepared.
You don't want to go to the jungle to find the gold. It's bad.
You in the jungle, baby! You gonna die!
Somebody yelled that at me. I'd say,
no, I'm not! I'm gonna find gold and get out of here in a comfortable seat in a jetliner!
Bering Sea Gold?
Bering Sea
That's
Gold.
That's what's on right now, Bering Sea Gold. The Bering Sea, there's gold.
There's gold.
Gosh, you watch the dumbest television.
You ever seen them?
No.
Shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
And finally, Janet Jackson is on bed rest until her baby is born.
Oh.
A source
well,
says,
she's
quote,
70.
She's doing okay, resting until she's due for the baby. Janet is aware of complications, but as of now, doctors say she is okay. She is 50 years old. This will be her first child.
Goodness sakes.
Prayers for Janet Jackson.
All right, guys. Before we end the show today, big shout out to Jane Sugg for coming into the studio. She works at the music department at Believer Center, and she talked about the A21 Walk for Freedom.
She's so great.
October 15th, we posted the details for that. Also, Stephanie Beatrice from Brooklyn Nine-Nine is on the show.
And announce the big Make-A-Wish Monday next Monday.
Guys, go to our Facebook. Get all the information. We're going to be out and about. You can eat breakfast with us.
Yeah. Come and do the show with us. Hang out with us. Get some coffee. Get some Star 88 donuts. If you donate to Make-A-Wish, 100%.
Hyundai.
Goes to Make-A-Wish Foundation, New Mexico.
Yeah, Make-A-Wish, New Mexico, which is important because it's the local chapter.
10-4, copy that.
All of it stays here, y'all.
We did a couple wake-up calls for you guys. Some of you didn't pick up. Appreciate that. And
shout-out to everybody who did, because I noticed that one of the wake-up calls asked to be woken up at 7 a.m., and we called her at 5:15. So.
Sure did.
So, you know.
It was fun.
Just.
It was great.
Yeah.
All right, anything else before we get out of here?
Nah, man, I'm good.
I think I'm good too, Dex. Have a great day, everyone. I just want you to know that out there, there's somebody special for you just waiting to probably empty your bank account and ruin your life. It's me. Give me your social security number.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Hit the podcast. We'll be up in just a little bit. iTunes, Google Play, search Morning Invasion, or go to star88.fm. Have a great day. We'll see you.
That's all we got. There ain't no more. Time is tight. It's the end of the show.